talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. We're counting down the 100 greatest Christmas hits of all time. I'm Wink Martindale, and you?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Dance everywhere. This is the Christmas dance. Do the Christmas dance.
A big part of Christmas is masturbating like you would any other day, but feeling guilty about it because it's Christmas.
Fundamentally, the Families First bill will help our most vulnerable kids, like the little boy in Seattle who asked Santa to teach him how to read for Christmas.
How did he write the note?
And now.
You better be good, boys and girls, or I'll beat you until blood's coming from your ears and your eyes and your mouth. Merry Christmas! And from your ass.
Our feature presentation.
And stop eating. Stop eating so much. You're fat. Right? That should go right in there.
That's what the Santa told
Santa,
the kid.
Right. That's what Santas do, I think.
Now.
Yeah, now. Yeah. It's a new day in Donald Trump's America. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 14th of December.
It is indeed.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I insist.
No, you.
No, you.
Seriously, no.
But one of you go.
Go ahead.
No, you.
Allie, I...
Stupid. Seriously. You're stupid.
It is pretty dumb. The whole thing's pretty... This whole enterprise is dumb and probably not worth doing. It's not funny to anyone.
Me.
It's real funny to Kevin.
All right, you have a question for Allie.
No, you did. You started, and I was just echoing what you were saying. You did. That's what you started saying. You said, Allie, and that's what I interrupted.
Well, now you've ruined the moment now.
Wow. Hate to ruin that.
You've ruined the moment. No, I'll save it for later. Okay. But I do have a thing that I want to talk about here.
Are you pouty already? This is a record.
I'm not pouty. I'm just
Minute and a half in.
It makes more sense to save the thing for a conversation that we'll be having later on the same topic anyway.
All right.
All right. Hey, Florida, right?
Right.
Right.
We can all agree on that. Throughout the year, this year and the past few years, we've done a feature called What's Up with Florida that I've enjoyed very much. And you know, we've asked the question many times, what is it about Florida that makes it so crazy, that makes it have such a high percentage of bizarre stories and people?
Yeah, it's not just like 25 or 30% more. It's like 5,000% more.
Yeah.
Right. And I've heard a lot of theories that there's a serious drug problem in Florida, maybe more so than other states, because a lot of the people who are involved in these news stories turn out to be on drugs or drunk. There are a lot of old people. One theory that maybe makes sense is that public records are more readily accessible in Florida than they are in most states, so that we have access to more of those kinds of stories that maybe might be happening in California, but we don't know about it.
Huh.
But for whatever the reason, America's Penis continues to amaze and amuse year after year. And BuzzFeed put together a list of headlines of things that actually happened in Florida in 2016.
Oh, I love it.
So these are all things that happened this calendar year. This isn't the greatest hits of the last 200 years of Florida. This is from last January 1st until today. These are all things that happened in Florida. And we don't even have to talk about the stories. We just have to look at the headlines to give you an overview of how great this year has been.
There are a lot of people that have been saying 2016 really sucked as a year. Florida begs to differ.
Oh, yeah.
They bring it.
Yeah, Florida was on all cylinders.
Right.
All right, so I'll just go through these headlines, and you guys, if you need to stop and comment, please feel free to.
All right.
Number one, man wakes up from 48-day coma, asks for Taco Bell. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Sure.
Number two, Florida man arrested after using wanted poster as his Facebook photo.
Oh.
Number three, crews rescue Florida woman stuck in giant tree. Number four, Florida woman fighting to keep motorcycle riding alligator as a house pet.
Who wouldn't?
Wow.
So many of these stories involve alligators, too, by the way. You're not going to believe how many are. Number five, a report. Jupiter man arrested for tossing gator into Wendy's drive-thru. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Number six, naked Florida man breaks into home, bites resident, dies. Number seven, Florida man poops and pees in cop car after warning deputy he was speeding home to go to the bathroom. Well, that's on the cop, right?
That's on him. He got a warning.
Number eight, Florida man changes name to Bruce Jenner to preserve the name's heterosexual roots. We talked about him as well. Number nine, police tase arrest Pokemon Go player after he refuses to leave the park. Number 10, Florida man installs giant penis mailbox. Number 11, fight over fart leads to blows at Sloppy Joe's.
Wow.
I think we missed everything. That one.
You had me at fight over farts.
That one was from June 12th. I may have to look that one up. I don't remember that one. Let me see. Number 12, St. Petersburg man catches 400-pound fish with wrench. Number 13, Florida State student vapes semen.
Oh, that's... No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Florida student does not get pregnant. Tell you that right now.
Number 14, Florida woman throws squid at boyfriend outside bagel shop. Number 15, man shot after argument over where the better strip clubs are turns violent.
Wow, shot.
You tell me when we've had enough, by the way. I can go on all day.
Where are you now? 2001, 2002?
This is all 2016. These are all things that happened this year. Number 16, burglar breaks into St. Petersburg apartment, steals cash, cooks, and eats pizza. Number 17, Florida man fights gator to save baby pictures on iPhone. Well, that would actually make sense. You don't lose your phone, right?
Why was the gator deleting pictures of the baby?
No, I don't. I don't think that was it.
Gator's like, nope.
Yeah. No ugly baby.
Number 18, man arrested after throwing glass eye at doctor and nurse, police say. Number 19, woman quits job so she can breastfeed her 36-year-old boyfriend full time.
Okay, I think we're done.
I could listen to this until 10. Okay. You're looking to me to cut it off. It's not going to happen.
Number 20, turtle crashes through woman's windshield on Florida interstate.
How was he airborne?
How does that happen?
Right?
Number 21, woman who was driving while praying with her eyes closed hits house. Number 22, teacher who can't speak Spanish sues after failing to get Spanish teaching job. Does seem like maybe that ought to be required. Number 23, Florida man too busy yelling in traffic to notice huge tornado. Number 24, 99-year-old woman wakes up to find exotic animal on chest.
Number, what? I was thinking like an exotic man for some reason.
No. This was a Kinjaju, usually found in the rainforests of Central and South America.
Either way, if you're 99, you don't want that.
I don't know.
Number 25, alligators spotted eating human body in Florida, but police say it wasn't the killer. So somebody got their body thrown in a lake or something, maybe? Number 26, police say man punches fellow bus rider over yawn. Number 26. Number 27, a six-month-old girl water skis across Florida Lake. You guys remember that. You saw that video. She's 6 months old and water skiing.
What are we up to, like 2004, 2005?
This is all this year.
Oh.
No, I'm exhausted, by the way. Number 28, Orlando man arrested after police mistake what man says was donut crumbs for illegal drugs. Number 29, Key West locates owner of illegally parked Flintstones car. Number 30, man who tried to rob dollar store hides in pond, says he's just fishing. Number 31, Florida man survives lightning strike, spider, and snake bites. Number 32, alligator uses Palm Coast crosswalk like it was normal. I mean, it just...
Oh, they do good work in Florida.
I should move
there, right?
It does kind of makes you want to, doesn't it?
Not even a little.
Not you, me. I love it. I love crazy.
It's the craziest place in the world.
If I was driving down the freeway and a turtle came through my windshield, I would be so happy.
You know, Florida, I only live like 3 hours from Florida now.
Right.
Okay. And I have talked to people about beaches and things like that and resort towns. And a lot of people have said, oh, man, there are so many gorgeous places you got to go in Florida. And they may be telling me the truth, but I just can't pull the trigger on saying, yeah, that's what I'm going to do this weekend is drive to Florida on purpose.
Man, I would do that every weekend.
I'm very concerned about what might happen to me because somehow I'll get involved in one of these. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So happy 2016, y'all.
Right?
Right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Amin show, shall we?
You're a murderer, Kevin.
Wow.
Pretty specific. On the program today from the LA Kings, we have Alec Martinez.
How about that?
We're excited about that.
He wasn't involved in that debacle that was last night, was he?
Well, I mean,
Technically.
In that he's technically on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's going to be feeling
also,
great.
Also, he played.
He's going to be feeling great today, is he?
Probably not.
Going to be real excited to talk hockey?
Probably not terrific.
Okay.
Kings led 2-0, and then who were playing? Flames? Somebody came back, scored 4 goals in 6 minutes.
I mean, it happens.
Ended up 6-3. It was not an ideal game. Jimmy Kimmel will be in studio today.
How about that? Host of the Oscars, ladies and gentlemen.
Completely unrelated to that, Santa Carl will also be making yearly appearance. So that's good news. And it's Wednesday, so that means the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Can't wait.
That's today. And we continue the top 10. And I think I sort of like this because normally our top 10s of the year, we mock each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going after the listeners today. This is the top.
Well, what did they do besides make a terrible choice and listen to this program?
This is the top 10 callers of the year.
Nice.
Some of them horrible. Some of them awesome.
Okay.
Oh,
but
all right.
I'm very excited about it. So we're going to do that today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
If you want to see It's a Small World Holiday, a Christmas fantasy parade, and believe in holiday magic fireworks at Disneyland Park, we are going to hook you up. We got more tickets you can win on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Got them for you all week here on K-Rock. Good morning, Ralph Garman.
I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of the small world. Do not enjoy the small world.
Mm-hmm.
Experience
usually
when I take my little one to Disneyland.
Huh.
Some rides are more fun for parents and some are just only for the kids.
The kid adores it.
Yeah.
My wife inexplicably adores it.
Yeah.
However, I will say Christmas time Small World is awesome.
It's really? Right. What do they do?
I don't think I've ever seen the difference.
Decorate it for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Same song though.
Wouldn't
right?
have thought
during
that.
During Christmas time?
Does that rock your world?
They don't.
That just happened.
What? They don't swap out that "It's a Small World" song for something Christmassy, do they?
No, no. Okay. But they decorate all the lands are all decorated for Christmas, and it is really a beautiful, cool thing to watch. So I'm saying to tag up on your little Disneyland mention there
mm-hmm.
that people are in for a good time if they go there at the holidays.
It does sound like fun.
It's a little bonus. You get a little Christmas Small World.
Yep.
Yep.
Ralph, my kids were young.
Your kids were young at one point. That's true, Kevin. I agree.
That's how kids start out.
We took them to Disneyland, which is about an hour and a half drive. And then we went to It's a Small World.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to keep going on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we went on it about
right.
an hour's worth.
Oh?
Oh, God.
Round a circle, round a circle, round a circle, round a circle. So then we said, let's distract them with lunch. So we went and got lunch. And then we were like, look at all the other stuff to do. Right back to It's a Small World.
Oh.
round, about another hour. Car, home. Only thing
wow.
we did.
I would have taken them off the leash and just let them be free-range Disneyland kids.
It's literally the only thing we did.
You just turn to your wife and say, nope, we failed. And you get in the car by yourselves and you just let them fend for themselves.
Leave them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Free-range. The free-range Disney kids.
Oh, I didn't know
oh,
that.
At night, they That's all the come thing. Out. Did you hear the stories? When the
no.
park is closed, they all come out of the tunnels and they eat like
no
the
idea.
Churros that had fallen to the ground. And
really?
Some of the animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the free-range Disney kids. There's a pack of them.
No.
There are, yes.
Who do you think singing?
Oh, the free-range Disney kids are the
yes.
ones doing the soundtrack?
A lot of people
ever hear
that.
The story of the paraplegic man that was trapped on It's a Small World for 3 hours?
You need to stop.
This is not a
no.
joke. This is not a paraplegic man rolls into a bar. This is an actual story. Of a man who was the only guy trapped in the ride when it broke down because they couldn't get him off the boat.
So they knew all about it the whole time?
Yes.
Wow.
And so everyone else vacated while they tried to repair the ride, and this guy was stuck, and the music kept playing and playing.
Oh,
and
my
playing.
Lord.
So how did he kill himself?
He didn't.
Oh,
he
really?
He just sat there.
Dude, I'm serious. We're working on it. That would suck.
Yeah, we covered that... many episodes ago in Hollywood, about like Kevin and I started talking about it, and we did a quick impression of what it was like. And Kevin, start singing the song, and I'll show you what it was like.
It's a small world.
No! Just that over and over. That's what that guy went through, just for 3 hours. All right, good times. Disney, thumbs up.
Right?
That's what we're saying.
Yep.
We love Disney and everything they do.
Correct.
All right, quick showbiz beat. Sad, sad news. 2016 can just bite me.
Yeah.
It has just gone through people we love, entertainers we love, cherished childhood memories with a scythe and just mowed people down like it's the Grim Reaper's job. I guess it is the Grim
Reaper. It is, really. It's his only job.
Now we hear one of our favorite TV dads, Alan Thicke, has passed away. Most people know him, of course, as the dad on Growing Pains. He was on the reboot of Full House, Fuller House as well. But in Canada, he was a big, big star for a long time with his own talk show and just a great entertainer, by all counts, a really good guy. We had him in the show several times. I met him here and could not have been nicer.
Nicest guy in the world. And Allie, you're friends with Mr. Thicke.
I spent many a holiday and birthday with him. Not his birthday or mine, a mutual friend's birthday, and we would always sit at the same table, and he'd joke, "Oh, I'm at the kids' table," because it was all the people under like 70 at our table. He was one of the kindest, most gentle, sweet men ever. Just a good guy.
Yeah, super sad.
And a huge hockey fan, played all the time, and in fact, it was yesterday around noon that he suffered chest pains while he was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son, and was struggling on the ice with the chest pains and collapsed, and then they took him to St. Joseph's Medical Center there in Burbank, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. So a heart attack at the age of 69 took Alan Thicke, and it's just really tragic news. 69 in this day and age, that's way too young. So, sorry.
So good times, huh?
Sorry to bum you out, but that was bad.
A lot
news.
Of people don't know how many songs he wrote for TV shows, Different Strokes, Facts of Life. He wrote some great theme songs.
He had so many different careers under the umbrella of his show business life that it's kind of hard to put it all in one showbiz beat. But look it up if you're interested, because he had quite a life. And famously married to soap opera star Gloria Loring, and then had another wife, Tanya, they left behind. Three sons as well, Carter, Brennan, and of course Robin Thicke, also his son. So sad news. Bite me, 2016. Today's celebrity birthdays. Wow, Dave, really? I was looking this list over for the first time. Boy, I apologize. Pierce the Veil drummer Mike Fuentes celebrates his 32nd birthday today. Actor Jackson Rathbone.
What?
Jackson Rathbone, anyone?
Sure.
Jackson
paging,
Rathbone.
Paging Mr. Rathbone, Mr. Jackson Rathbone.
Twilight.
Twilight.
Oh, there you go.
He's 32 years old today. He was in Twilight.
He's the dog.
Yeah. Vanessa Hudgens, there's a name we recognize.
All right.
V. Hudge.
No one.
Wasn't that one Beer Mug was screaming at?
It's hard to remember.
That was J. Hudge. I'm sorry. And singer Tori Kelly.
Yeah, she's
so
awesome.
Good.
She's pretty, too. 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That was 1 second of bean right there coming out of your mouth.
We'll talk to L.A. Kings Alec Martinez 1 hour from right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And then an hour after that, our old friend Jimmy Kimmel stops by for his yearly December visit. Very excited about that. It's all coming up this morning here on K-Rock.
You know, we hate the don't you know who I am phrase.
Yeah.
Sure.
Turns out it's easier to just say that from afar than it is in person at times.
Okay.
Because at the Acoustic Christmas on Saturday night, there was one security guard. Mm-hmm. There were about five or six security guards on the side of the stage. And we had the working passes that get us back and forth.
All access.
Right.
Yeah.
No one else cared. None of the other security cared. They would see me and they would go, okay, well, he's with K-Rock and he's got the right pass. Mm-hmm. No, every single time I walked past, he would stop me.
Just one specific guy.
One guy, yeah.
Okay.
But you had your pass on and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't he just doing his job?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So Saturday, I showed him my pass. Let me see. Without exaggerating, probably 15 times.
Maybe he doesn't have that facial recognition thing. Like some people don't have that. Was he doing it to everyone else?
I couldn't tell.
I wasn't really watching. All white people look alike. You think about that?
Right, mayonnaise? You stank.
So it started getting frustrating. And then I thought, no, that's my biggest pet peeve is don't you know who I am? So I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say that our station is promoting the show. And
sure.
Would you mind just...
That's not you either.
I work here and it's legit and all that. Right.
Right. So then I would turn my pass around and then I started like just holding it so that he could see it. And he would still stop me.
Huh.
Like the other ones, they have little flashlights and they would look and they could pretty much see that it's a working pass and you could just walk by. He would still make me physically stop. and look at it.
Yeah.
And then I would walk past.
So what was the smallest amount of time in between you passing him and having to show him your pass again? And the reason I ask that question is, if it's 45 seconds, there's no way he's forgotten you from less than a minute ago.
Yeah, I'll get to that point.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's when I thought I was going to throw down.
Oh.
Oh, it's almost on here.
So this was Saturday night, and I started really getting frustrated. So I would walk by with my pass up so that he could see it at eye level.
Make it as easy as possible.
Right. And he would still probably, I would say about 25% of the time, physically make me stop.
Huh.
So I was like, I must have rubbed him the wrong way.
Or the right way. Maybe somebody's got a little bit of a crush.
Yeah.
Somebody wants a little extra face time with the monkey.
Right?
I don't feel like that's the case.
You sure?
I'm sure because of Sunday night. We're only talking about Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know this was a two-parter. Awesome.
Sunday night, same guard, same place, same problem. Pass, pass, pass. Here's my pass. Yes, this is the pass. Yes. Yes, I still have the working pass. Yes, please. And at one point, he literally reached out his arm and hit me in the chest and stopped me.
He does not like you, Kevin.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So then that's when I was really thinking, this is I mean, if ever anyone was going to say, don't you know who I am, it's at a K-Rock Acoustic Christmas show, night two, on the 40th time past the security guard.
Maybe.
But I can't do it.
Yeah.
So, B, here's the answer to your question.
All right.
Walked out of backstage, past him. He saw my pass. Mm-hmm. I forgot something, and it was less than 5 seconds.
No.
I'm not joking. And I turned around and went to go back, and he said, need to see the pass. And I said, it's the same pass that I had 5 seconds ago.
Oh, my gosh.
How is it possible you need to see it again? To which he yelled even louder, I have to check it every time.
Why was nobody there?
I don't know, but I thought right at that moment, I'm going to throw a blow.
Yeah, you like puffed up?
I will get killed because he was 6'6", 280.
Oh.
But I could get a nut shot in before I got.
Right?
Right?
Good
and
point.
Then he would be sore the next day.
Yeah.
I'd be dead, but at least I could cause a little bit of injury.
Right?
And so then every time for the rest of the night, now I'm a-hole, Kevin.
Right.
Now that brings out
a-hole.
Because I was very patient.
Sure.
Yeah, you gave it 30 other times before you snapped. Now, was there any possibility that you could access wherever it was you kept going over and over and over again from a different location so that you didn't have to pass that guard?
Yeah, it's just a lot further. The stage entrance where we go up and do the announcements and stuff is right there. It's all the way on the other side of the place. But I just kept thinking, he won't keep doing this. This is ridiculous.
Right,
it's got to be boring and tedious for him as well.
I don't think it was.
I think he was really having fun. Yeah. And then I had a photo pass to get me up in front of the pit there, and that fell off.
Oh, no.
Like late Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So we had, what, 10, probably 15 bands, 14 bands by then?
They've seen you a couple times? Yeah.
He stopped me.
Okay.
Then I had to go get another one, put it on. So then I started walking up, and before he would turn, I would have my pass up right in his face.
Oh, God.
Probably
so
a little too close, like 3 inches.
Getting hostile now.
3 inches in front of his face. And the first time I did that, he was like, all right, sir, go ahead. Not a problem the rest of the night.
Oh.
How about that? So you fought the law and you won, right?
You had to out-alpha him is what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
I don't know that I was out-alpha-ing, but I guess maybe that was it.
I think that was, maybe you were alphing.
I don't know. I think he just hated me. But finally, after I held the pass too close to his face, no more. I could have run through naked. I could have set myself on fire.
Glad you didn't.
He wouldn't have cared. I could have run through naked and set myself on fire.
So where are you two going together for the holidays?
The Bahamas. It's gonna be nice. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:21.
What are your feelings on actor Billy Eichner, guys?
Love him.
Yeah?
Yep.
Allie?
He can be loud.
He can.
He can be loud.
He does a lot of yelling.
He was, for folks who don't know, he was a regular cast member on Parks and Recreation for the past couple seasons. He has his own show on Hulu that's very funny called Difficult People. But I think the, and he was just in that Hairspray Live the other night too. But I think the thing that kind of put him on the map is the Funny or Die bit that he does called Billy on the Street, where he runs around with crazy manic energy and just verbally assaults people, gets right up in their faces with a microphone out of nowhere and asks them insane questions. Now, usually he has a celebrity with him. You know, he'll take a you know, a Tina Fey with him or a Will Ferrell or something like that and scream questions about that person's career. He did something a previous holiday season that's making the rounds again that's so funny with Amy Poehler, who's awesome. And they are dressed up like old-timey Christmas carolers, looking like they, you know, just popped out of the 1700s. And they're running around on the streets of New York, which, by the way, if you've ever been to New York, you know nobody on the streets of New York wants anyone to talk to them ever.
They have no time.
Yeah. They got no time
and no patience.
They're
going and you stay out of the way.
Yeah.
And that doesn't stop Billy from putting a microphone in everybody's face. Now, what is it they're trying to get these New Yorkers to do?
They're trying to sing carols with them. Will you sing Christmas songs with us? And you'd be surprised, the people that didn't want to and the people that did really horribly. And he yelled at all of them, which I love.
Hey, guys, it's Billy. I'm out here in New York today with the one and only Amy Poehler for a special holiday lightning round where we're about to give people dollars if they sing Christmas songs with us. Sure, do you want to sing Christmas carols with me and Amy Poehler for a dollar?
For a dollar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
Yes! Yes! Tis the season to be jolly.
La 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 la.
Don, we now are.
A gay apparel! Let's go, Amy!
Sir, do you want to sing Christmas?
He just screams in their face, then runs.
He failed the test. And so he just screams and they move on. They get no prize.
Don, we now are.
A gay apparel! Let's go, Amy!
Sir, do you want to sing Christmas carols with me and Amy Poehler?
Hi.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Here we go. Here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Yes. And heaven and nature.
Super Bowl.
Wait. No. Oh, shut up.
Oh,
no.
He's trying to be funny. We do the jokes.
Let's get out of here, Jeff Dunham. Where's your puppet? Sir.
Wow.
Amy's yelling. We do the jokes. She's on as much meth as he is at this point.
Sir, do you want to sing Christmas carols with me and Amy Poehler?
Hi.
For a dollar?
It's okay.
Are you okay?
Sir, ready? Yeah. Ready? Here we go. Dashing through the snow.
No.
No, the snow.
Dashing through the
snow.
In
a, no, the no, snow.
Dashing through the snow.
Dashing
through the snow.
No. No, the man will not say snow.
Look at the baby, though.
Oh, ladies, do you want to sing Christmas carols with me and Amy Poehler?
By the way, I know they're celebrities and all, but if you're going up to babies... Parents with babies?
Uh-huh.
Screaming?
Right.
I'm not positive that that's what you want as a parent.
Oh, sure.
Okay, here we go, here we go. Here we go. Hi, what's his name?
Arrow.
Huh?
Arrow.
Arrow is his name.
Oh, right. No.
Come on.
Arrow.
Come on.
Arrow?
Yeah.
No, no, not feeling that bull name.
He shouts into the mom's face.
Now, is the mom troubled by that, or does she expect that because she named her kid Arrow?
She's just annoyed that they live.
Okay.
Yeah, right. She's the one that said, yeah.
That's New York. It's just everybody's annoyed that everyone else is alive.
Let's go, Arrow. Oh, hi, I'm the Flash. You want to sing Christmas carols, me and Amy Poehler?
Hi. Happy birthday.
No, that's happy birthday.
Wait.
But I mean, I guess if you're singing it to Jesus, it works. But otherwise,
let's go.
It's his birthday.
It is Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus.
On the
first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
I don't know.
Partridge in a pear tree, you moron!
Well, that's the holiday spirit.
That, by the way, is that the worst Christmas song
it's
of all time?
Awful.
Right?
I hate it.
I agree. 12 Days of Christmas does not deserve to live.
It just sucks so much.
Sir, for a dollar, you want to sing Christmas carols with me and Amy Poehler?
Nope.
Oh, nope, doesn't like you! We're Christmas caroling now, bitches!
Nope, doesn't like you, he says to Amy.
Sir, do you want to sing Christmas? Nope, no, let's go! No, he's a Hasidic Jew. No, he didn't want to sing about Jesus. Forget it. Hanukkah's over, babe. Deal with it. Sir, do you want to sing Christmas carols to me and Amy Poehler? Do you know her?
No.
Oh, come on, Amy. No. She was on Saturday Night Live.
You don't know me?
No.
You know me.
Yeah, you know
you
her.
Know
she was
me.
On Saturday Night Live.
You know me. You know me.
I love that.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Metallica fans, see your band tonight on the streets of Hollywood. They're performing on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, and you can't buy your way in, but you can win them later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, we'll hook you up with tickets for the K-Rock Advance screening of Passengers, which looks so good. which I think opens up on Christmas Day, I want to say, or Christmas Eve, something like that. But you get to see it early at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. That's on the way, too, from K-Rock.
Have you guys heard about O.J. Simpson's problem in jail?
Unfortunately, I have.
It's beehole problems.
Okay.
Do we have to, Kevin? Do we have to?
Yeah.
It's no surprise that DJ Omar Khan is the one who unearthed this story for us. He seems to be obsessed with what goes on in the bathroom. And apparently O.J. Simpson's prison nickname is Stinky. And I don't know why we have to go to O.J. Simpson on the phone, but apparently we do.
It's a natural defense.
Stinky is his nickname. Hey, OJ, welcome back to the Kevin Beach Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, everybody. Hi. Happy holidays, first of all, to everybody.
Thank you.
It's really always great to talk to you guys and just, you know, talk to you guys because I'm the juice.
You are the juice.
I'm just trying to be a good guy.
Right. Now, you are at the Loveland. Is that what it's called? Loveland?
Lovelock.
Lovelock Correctional Facilities? Yeah.
I used to go to Loveland. That was a strip club.
Okay. This is Lovelock.
But this is Lovelock.
Okay.
Nevada, it's what they call a correctional facility.
A jail. It's a prison,
and
basically.
There's some things that I need to correct while I'm in here.
OJ. Now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, right. But what about that? What about your prison?
What?
Why is your prison nickname Stinky?
Well, first of all, my nickname is Juice, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I don't want anyone to call me anything else other than OJ or Juice. And this other nickname people are talking about, that's the white media trying to make me look bad again, okay?
Juice Stinky? What? Now, well, see?
What?
You guys, I don't think he knows he's doing it.
What?
Juice. You're farting up a store here.
But it's not just farting. Apparently, you're pooping yourself.
Listen.
Okay.
I am lactose intolerant.
Me too.
And sometimes I get the lactose squirts.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pizza or something, next thing you know, what are you going to do?
I get it.
Right?
Yep.
See, the white blonde girl gets it.
Oh.
I like white blonde
girls. Oh, please don't. Please don't, Juice.
When I get out of here, maybe you and I can go out sometime, Allie.
Hard pass.
And, yeah, hard pass, soft pass, whatever we need to make it through the night. I say,
No, Juice, come on.
I have a lot to offer a lady.
It sounds like it. It does. Not so attractive. Really? You don't think so?
No,
Radar Online reports that other inmates at the correctional center there, OJ, refuse to share a cell with you because of how unpleasant the aroma is around you.
Yeah, they'll go down to the front desk and request another room.
It's not a hotel.
Oh, that's right.
Front desk?
So how are these guys refusing to share a cell? That's what I want to know, according to your story. How does that work? You just call down to room service and say, send my breakfast to the presidential cell?
I think maybe it's cruel and unusual punishment to make somebody sleep next to you at this point.
It may be cruel, but it's not unusual. Everybody poops, right?
Right, but most people do it privately. And in a toilet.
Well, sometimes you can't get there.
It doesn't sound like you're trying very hard.
Sometimes you're running for the end zone.
Right.
And you get tackled at the 10.
Right. Oh, no.
Okay.
OJ, is it true that you are now wearing adult diapers in prison?
Yeah, of course, because the children's won't fit me.
Well, yes, but my point is...
What kind of question is that?
No, I'm just saying.
Let me rephrase. Let me rephrase. Is it true you're wearing a diaper?
Well, something's got to catch.
Oh, this is so.
I'm saying that sometimes you need a safety net.
This is unpleasant.
You never know when the mood's going to strike.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm out. I'm out.
You can't be out.
Oh, please stop.
Fine.
He is the juice.
Fine. Bad.
Oh, no.
Control.
Right. That's okay. It's getting to be impressive now.
Clean up on aisle 5.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52.
Good morning, Ralph Garman.
Good morning, boys and girls.
What news are you bringing us today?
Well, I got some bad news. I'm sure most folks have heard by now, but Alan Thicke has passed away. He, of course, the dad on Growing Pains for many seasons, and had a lengthy showbiz career before that. He was a songwriter, a jingle writer, a theme songwriter, a host of a talk show in Canada. It was wildly popular, tried it here in the States for a little bit, didn't go as well, but his acting career sure kept him busy. And then late in his life, he was doing talk shows and Optima tax relief commercials. Remember those?
Ralph, you don't watch This Is Us, but he had a cameo just this season on that show. Mm. He played the Manny's dad on the show within the show on This Is Us.
See? 69 years old. He was playing hockey with his son yesterday when he had chest pains on the ice. And by the time they got him to St. Joseph's Medical Center in Burbank, he was pronounced dead around noon. So just tragic news. Survived by three sons and his lovely wife, Tanya. So our thoughts go out to the Thicke family and friends. He was a good dude, and 69 years old is pretty young. So.
Yeah, it really is.
On the other side of the coin, you guys are familiar with a famous movie, maybe even more famous theme song from that movie, called To Sir With Love? With
sure.
Sidney Poitier?
I love that movie.
It's a great film. It's a story of a African-American who comes to teach a bunch of losers and reprobates in London as an English teacher. And he's got just the dregs. They're not interested in learning. They don't give a rat's ass.
And it's the 60s, and they're kind of racist. And,
yeah. It's a great film, and the song To Sir With Love became a smash hit, too, from that movie. Well, the guy who wrote the book, E.L. Braithwaite, just passed away. He had a doctorate in physics. And he decided that he was going to write a novel. And his first novel, To Sir With Love, was turned into that famous movie. He passed away this week at 104 years old.
Wow.
That's nuts. 104. I can't imagine.
I know we talk about it, but I don't want it.
Yeah, same.
I don't want it either for being...
Wow.
First of all, I'm going to live to be 100. Second of all, I met a 105-year-old woman yesterday.
Got a one up, yeah.
Like you do.
Ed spoke to her.
Sure you did.
You're not going to make the end of this year, Bean.
And by spoke, you mean, right?
No, I spoke to her.
You spoke to her, right? You spoke her language, the language of love.
Okay, guys.
The unspoken language.
Yes. 105.
Right? That's why it's impressive.
Did those teeth come out? Yeah. Yes. K-Rock microphones were there.
No.
Right?
She was a very nice lady.
I bet she was.
We had a lovely
Say
chat.
Say no more. not wink, wink. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? She was nice. Was she nice?
It wasn't anything like that at all.
Yeah.
I did ask if she liked photographs.
Photos. Photographs. Could be on holiday. Could be. Hey, congratulations to Sundance Head. Right? Cheer for Sundance Head.
Sundance Head?
What?
Yeah. What is
I don't know
that?
What that is.
I remember that at the film festival. Sundance Head!
Mm-hmm. That's a person?
Sundance Head.
That's a guy's name?
Sundance Head.
I'm running out of guesses.
Yeah. It's a mascot?
He's the voice!
Of Sundance?
What?
No, he won
Welcome
the voice.
Welcome to Sundance.
Oh, he won the voice! Oh.
His name is Sundance Head?
You heard me.
How is the first order of business not changing his name?
I have no idea. But
is he American Indian? Or
38-year-old is now the winner of the coveted Mirror Ball Trophy.
Nope, that's Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, whatever. He gets $100,000 and a record deal.
He's a big fat guy in a cowboy hat. I'm
sure
looking
is.
At pictures of him.
Oh. At least he's got a big beard.
Huh.
Now, Bean will like this. No one else will, but what the hell? I'm going on vacation. I don't give a rat's ass
Seriously,
what I do at this point.
We care.
There's an old R&B hit from the 60s called You Gotta Treat Her Right.
Okay.
Gotta
yes.
Treat Her Right Now.
By the great Roy Head, yeah.
Roy Head,
sure,
his
Roy
dad.
Head.
Oh.
His dad
no kidding.
Was Roy Head. Sundance was the name he gave his son. Huh. Sundance Head.
Huh.
So he is he's the lucky winner of The Voice. So
that's a tough last name, you guys.
Think?
Yeah.
Oh, you. Yeah, Sundance came on strong to beat out Wee McDonald.
All right. Come on.
You heard me? Wee.
Somebody
W-E with an accent over the E.
Somebody drag Carson in here and ask him what the hell they're doing over there.
Billy Gilman. Wasn't that the kid who sang that song all those years ago?
Yep, sure was.
I don't know if it's the same one or not. And a guy named Josh Gallagher. They all competed last night. And Kiss played with Sundance Head. They came out. They did a duet together.
What?
Yep, you heard me.
I want to say I like your last name a lot.
Gene Simmons was heard to say. So that all happened.
I know that a lot of these shows, American Idol was the same way, is it's not guaranteed success in the business because you win.
Not all.
But have there been any stars born like there was out of American Idol with your Kelly Clarkson and your some of the others that came out of that show?
I can think of.
You're right. You're struggling.
Carrie Underwood. That's the name that tripped me up. I was trying to remember Carrie Underwood. But who's come out of the
he
voice?
He was climbing up a steep hill right there.
I was. Anyone?
Sundance Head.
Sundance Head. For God's sakes, he just won.
Look at him.
Look at his success.
Every woman's dream.
Okay.
Wait, it was that Billy Gilman kid.
It was the same kid?
Same guy.
You don't get to go on the amateur singing competition when you've had a hit song at 12.
Yes. Oh, enough.
Ellie disapproves.
Well, that makes me very mad.
Oh, my goodness. It should. I'm glad you're finally drawing the line somewhere.
That's the TV world
this year. In 2016, this is the thing that's getting her fired up. There's going to be a petition coming out of Ally McKay sometime soon.
He was 11 when he had a top 40 hit called One Voice.
So you're not qualified. Eligible.
So you think he should not? He can't be an amateur if he's already played pro, basically.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
Well, I'm glad Sundance won.
Me too. I'm team head. Today's celebrity birthdays. Pierce the Veil drummer Mike Fuentes is 32. Are we still rocking Pierce the Veil? Are we still playing their hit?
I don't think we play them much on K-Rock now.
We don't need necessarily to include that birthday.
But you can hear them any day you want to stop by Hot Topic.
Bean was piercing the veil of that 105-year-old the other day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he was.
So tell me, what have you learned in your 105 years? I bet you know a lot of tricks. Come hit me, Agnes.
What was her name?
Your hair is the loveliest shade of blue.
What was her name?
I do not recall. I'm sorry.
What? You met a 105-year-old woman and you can't remember her name. How many 105-year-olds do you meet?
She was the only one that I met yesterday, but I'm sorry.
Met her yesterday.
I did. I don't recall.
But he only saw the back of her head.
Whoa!
Too far?
Woo-woo!
Right?
Yeah.
Remember that picture of Genuine?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Can I get a woo-woo?
Yeah, you can. You can have all the woo-woos. That's what I call it.
Actor Jackson Rathbone from Twilight is 32 years old. Vanessa Hudgens celebrates her 28th birthday. And singer Tori Kelly is also 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It really is the most wonderful time of the year. Santa Carl will be here next hour to talk to the little boy or girl in your life. That's coming up. Also, our friend and Oscar host Jimmy Kimmel joins us later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, Kevin, you've been a hockey fan a long time.
Yep.
And you've had the opportunity on more than one occasion to meet with, touch, and get your photo taken with the Stanley Cup.
Oh, wow. I wasn't thinking it was the Stanley Cup.
I did not like where you were going with touching.
And that is, but isn't it, as a hockey fan, the biggest thrill in the world to even be in the same room? I mean, you just can't believe it's real. It's so beautiful. You're being lots of people, you know, you see them on Twitter and they've got their little avatars with the Stanley Cup because that was the greatest moment of their life is they got their photo taken with the cup.
Remember that guy that scored the goal in like double overtime?
Oh, and he did
to
the
win
jazz
the cup,
hands.
And he did the jazz hands.
My favorite.
Funny you should say
that
because
guy was great. What happened to him?
Alec Martinez on Twitter has his picture with the Stanley Cup, but he's actually won it twice. So I think it's a little more impressive for him. And he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Alec, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Where are you right now? Are you still in Buffalo or have you moved on?
No, we're still in warm Buffalo.
Get out of there, Alec.
Right?
Yeah.
No, Buffalo has not been good for you.
No, it's not.
Alec, let's...
We practiced here this morning and head off to Detroit a little bit later.
Yeah, but that's not much better, is it?
Boy, that is not how you want to spend winter.
No, that's my hometown, so you better...
Oh, okay. Then we love it.
I love Steve Yzerman. Is that...
Exactly.
Okay.
Now tell us about this is the beginning of a 9-game road trip. How long does that take in days?
I don't know. I just know that we get back probably around like 1 or 2 in the morning on Christmas Eve day. So
wow.
A long time.
That's a long trip. And you guys, they do a lot of social media with you guys. And a lot of times you have so much downtime, you binge watch, you know, TV shows or movies or whatever. What do you do with your downtime?
Yeah, I do that. I watch a lot of TV. I read books, you know, anything to just kind of pass the time. You know, oftentimes you spend a lot of time on the airplane and there's not much to do. So, I don't know. I think the fact that you can download Netflix now.
Isn't that great?
It's been a real game changer for us. Yeah. So, I've got Narcos season 2 on the ready, but I haven't got to it yet.
He dies.
Oh, Kevin. Don't spoil it.
I think that's out there.
I don't think so. No one knows that.
All right, Alec, one question about last night's game, because I know it was painful. How does that kind of thing happen where the Kings go up 2-0 and then in six and a half minutes Buffalo scores 4 goals? Is it what kind of weird momentum? Like, how does that happen? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean there's going to be momentum swings throughout a hockey game. You just
but that's a crazy one, right?
Then we did. We obviously aren't happy with it. You know, you go on the road, you play tough teams and tough buildings and things like that are going to happen. But, you know, I think that, you know, you look at that situation and we still went into the third period on the road. We scored a quick one. We're down 4-3. That's still a game that we're in. And, you know, we didn't capitalize on it, but, you know, obviously it's unacceptable. It can't happen.
Speaking of, scoring that goal, let's talk about Jeff Carter. He is, he's crazy on fire.
Yeah, I mean he's awesome. You see that shot of his that he has. You know, it's
the quickest thing I've ever seen
in the world. Yeah, exactly.
It is from the time he thinks I'm going to.
Other than maybe his skating, you know, that's one thing that he's really deceivingly. I mean, I guess everyone knows that he's fast, but as a player, you know, he's deceivingly fast. Where, at least as a D-man, you know, he's going a lot quicker than maybe he looks. And that can kind of catch guys off guard, but then you couple that with the shot. I mean, he's been awesome for us.
This is the voice of Alec Martinez here on the Kevin and Bean Show, number 27 for the Los Angeles Kings, talking about, among other things, this 9-game road trip that they're on. The team is going to be in Detroit playing tomorrow night,
which we love.
We love Detroit.
I've heard Detroit is awesome,
best place ever.
Let's mention briefly, because the Kings are involved in so many things in Southern California with the community. They're very, very accessible, and they're doing a thing at the Discovery Cube, which is a very creepy place, I think, when you drive by it on the freeway. It looks like a spaceship that landed, and I'm always terrified.
Cool.
I'm terrified aliens are going to come pouring at it.
Those cube spaceships, you see. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying there's something creepy about it. But you get inside, and it's awesome. It's all science and stuff. So how did the Kings hook up with the Cube, Alec? It's not a partnership that springs to mind as being natural.
Yeah, you know, I think that it was just a good opportunity for the Kings to get involved in the community. Like you said, you know, they do a lot, whether it's through Children's Hospital or various other organizations. And I think it's just a good opportunity to, you know, I guess teach kids the science of hockey and kind of make it fun. So they're both learning about science and about the game. So it's a pretty cool place.
Do they use real players? Like, are you in there? Or is it just more of a science exhibit about...
I believe there's a lot of interactive stuff. I believe there's something that you can shoot on Quickie, but it's obviously like a computer simulated.
He's not there?
No, actually, he is there. That's what he's doing in his downtime.
He's not actually there all
That's
the time.
That's his rehabbing?
And when the kids can't get past him anymore, that's when he knows when it's time to go back to play for the Kings.
Yeah, exactly.
I have
it's a good ego check.
Sure.
I have a science question for you, Alec, that you may or may not know about hockey, and that is, how fast can a puck go on the ice when you hit it?
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, you see like the skills competitions and stuff at the All-Star game, and I believe the fastest shot was clocked at 108.
Oh, my gosh. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Really?
It's either over 100 or 108.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Shea Weber on Montreal now. I think he has the fastest recorded shot.
I don't care what padding you have as a goalie.
Right.
That's going to suck.
Yeah, and sometimes as a D-man, too, when you're supposed to block those don't feel that great.
We asked Tanner Pearson the same question, which is, you know it's your turn to get in front of net when you see that it's open, and is just for a second, do you go, this really could suck? I know I'm going to do it, but it's could suck.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of that going through your head, but, you know, it's everyone's doing it, you know, everyone's, that's, you know, part of the game, and it's slowly becoming a bigger and bigger part of the game. It's not until too recently that they started recording block shots as a stat in the league.
That's insane, because usually you're blocking it with a part of your body you don't want to block it with. It's not padded. They should have been keeping those statistics for a long time. That's impressive.
Exactly. I mean, we wear a lot of equipment, but for whatever reason, those shots usually find a spot where you're exposed. But you know, like I said, it's a part of the game. All the guys do it, and you have to do it if you want to win.
Yeah. Gotta do it. All right, let me give out the information for folks who are interested. If you got kids around the holidays, this sounds like a super fun thing. It opens up this Saturday, and it's running all the way through Sunday, January 8th, at both the Orange County and the L.A. campuses of the Discovery Cube. The event starts this Saturday at 10 a.m. First visitors through the gate for the first hour get to meet Bailey. The Kings mascot's going to be there. You get to play in the snow with the ice crew. Bob Miller is going to be there, Hall of Fame announcer. So it's a super fun event. DiscoveryCube.org is where you want to go for all the information. Tickets start at just $5 for members. So that's a really, really cool deal. So, Alec, have fun out there in December going through the coldest cities in North America, man. I hope you guys turn it around. We're very excited every year about the season because we know that, you know, the cup is within your grasp. So do it for us, man. And thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alec. By the space, but now they're laughing at the face
saying, wake up, you need to make money. My name is.
Little bit. A little bit, I can hear that, sure.
Slim Shady.
I think we got it. Okay. Hey, it's Kevin Abicho here on a Wednesday morning. Before we get into this feature here, we love our listeners, right?
Yes.
So much.
All of them.
Back in the day, I used to love quite a few of them.
You did, yes. then you got married and that ended.
But that all went away.
We appreciate our listeners. We thank our listeners. We are grateful that they choose to spend time with us either live on K-Rock or listening to the podcast afterwards. And the listeners who call in, nothing but love for them as well, correct?
Absolutely.
All true, Bean.
Okay.
All true.
Having said that, why are you now going to crap on 10 of them?
We bring you the best callers of 2016.
And by best.
Sometimes worst.
All right. I wondered what you meant by that.
They're entertaining either way. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're horrible.
But in this particular case, they're all bad, right?
No, not all of them.
Some of them are
good. Some of them are good.
Okay.
The first one was bad, though, and it must have been the day we came back from vacation in January because we were talking about New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
And how lame most of them are. Mm-hmm. And, man, she came out guns a-blazing, I'll tell you. Oh.
Let's try Angela Sandemus up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Angela, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi there.
I've been listening to you guys for so long. I finally get through, and I get a lame. Thanks a lot.
Tell us what your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution was to actually lose weight. You know how people do that all the time, and then they don't do it. I actually succeeded, so not so lame.
We didn't say it was lame. All we said was hello, thanks for calling. That's it.
We may have said so far the ones we're getting are lame, but you're a little sensitive.
Maybe you're hungry. Do you maybe need a carb?
You need some chocolate.
You need to start eating again, Angela. I don't like skinny Angela, I gotta be honest.
I don't like skinny Angela.
So skinny Angela is one of the best calls of 2016.
Right.
Next, we were talking about weed. What was the context? Do you remember, Ralph?
Oh, boy. This kettle of fish.
Right?
I came in curious about
the social culture that surrounds people who smoke weed. I said, unlike a lot of things you do recreationally to take the edge off, like drinking a cocktail or whatever, it seems like some people, and not all, but some people build their whole lives around the fact that they smoke weed. They wear the T-shirts, and they go to conventions, and they get the bumper stickers, and it really becomes part of their identity.
Almost all of their identity, some of them.
Some of them are like full, that's how they identify themselves, is just, I'm all about the weed.
Right.
So I was just curious, you know, just only being an occasional smoker myself, what that passion was about. What was the phenomenon of people who really live the cannabis culture and make it part of their lives?
And that's what Ashley got
upset. And
it was
just an open-ended question. I was just, I had no predisposition, no judgment. I just wanted some information. I wanted to talk to people who lived like that. And then I was like, just bring me the information. Teach me. That's what I said.
Now, sometimes I'll turn the volume on a caller so that they're on the air while we're still talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Most of the time they don't interrupt because they hear us talking.
Not right. Ashley.
Ashley, if you listen closely at the beginning, starts with, am I on the air?
Ashley, thank you so much for holding on. What do you have to offer for us?
Yes, you're on the air. We were talking.
Wow.
I think you need to smoke.
I just have to say, you sound so ignorant with your generalization on people who smoke marijuana.
Ashley, you're misunderstanding. We don't care.
Don't be so defensive. You're not addressing what we're talking about.
You're being quite rude. I've gone to these conventions myself. I'm very active in the world of marijuana usage.
Good for you.
How are you so aggressive?
Why? Just smoke a bowl and relax.
All right.
We just got rid of her.
She's the angriest stoner in the world.
She really is.
The angriest stoner in the world.
We were not a good fit with what's her name?
Ashley,
yes.
Next, Allie was talking about how she hates hiking because somehow it always leads to murder.
Dateline, every episode, cruises and hiking.
Cruises and hiking.
And Alex is to me, a good caller because he called in and he's the world's best storyteller.
Every morning I go to work. I read that there's a hiker that fell, another hiker that disappeared, that we find human skulls 10 years later of these hikers, and everybody invites me to go, hey, let's go hiking. I'm like, God, why would I want to go hiking?
They want to kill you, Alex. That's
exactly
why.
Right. I guess this hiking thing, once I went with my uncle that he lives in Tarzana, he goes, hey, let's go hiking, but with bikes.
Let him.
Let's go.
Hiking with bikes.
But with bikes.
And go Raiders.
Hiking, but with bikes. I'm like, okay, so he has like a $5,000 bicycle, and he gave me a $100 bicycle. So when we started hiking, and at the first rock I went over, I just tipped over and fell. I said, I just throw the towel. I'm no longer hiking from this. I retire from hiking for the rest of my life.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, he is retired from hiking for the rest of his life, and I think you're making the right choice.
I love him too.
He's awesome.
The best. More best calls of 2016. We were talking about, would you buy a house if it had a history of death or ghosts or whatever?
Murder.
Sometimes they're cheaper.
Perhaps suicide, which is what brings us to this next caller.
He moved into a house like 2 months ago that the previous owner had committed suicide in.
Did they tell you?
Yeah, they have to. They have to disclose it if you're like on the market. I mean,
okay.
but we needed a place to live, so we were like, who cares?
Do you ever think about that as you're going through your day in your house?
If, like, something weird happens in the house, we named the ghost Hank because we weren't sure. We don't know, like, the backstory, but if something goes wrong, we just were like, oh, that's just Hank, like, being, you know, dead.
Just being Hank being dead.
That's just Hank. Dead.
That's just Hank being all dead.
Coming this fall on CBS, Dead Hank.
Again, love her.
Yeah, yep.
Oh,
awesome.
So good.
Here's another person that I couldn't love more.
Well, I had a great uncle that I didn't know about, and he left me his ice cream shop.
How cool is that?
I have not had done anything with it because I have no idea how to run an ice cream shop. So,
did you just close it down or sell it, or what did you do?
No, I still have the property.
When did you get the ice cream shop?
About 5 years ago.
5 years ago. He still has some research to do.
I feel like maybe you should Google faster.
What does it take to get you to do some research?
I don't know. I'm a vaudeville performer, so...
Same?
It's just something that... I just don't have time for it.
Right? Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, you're very busy as a vaudeville performer here in the 21st century.
Who's got time to research all of that free money when you're doing vaudeville?
Rex, I love you. Thank you for the call.
I hate that guy.
Well, it's all that time travel. I think that's why he's occupied. He has to go back to the 30s.
Could he have said anything that was just more unexpected in the world than a vaudeville performer?
He's pulling down so much mad cash doing the vaudeville circuit that he doesn't need to deal with that property.
I had totally forgotten about him, and I love him.
So... look, I tried to put them in order last night for a long time, and I couldn't. This is just the 10 best. You can rank them however you want, but there's five more.
Oh, wow. We got to take a break then and come back, because I can't wait for these.
And we will do that right after.
Our friend Jimmy Kimmel joins us in studio, coming up right after the top of the hour.
Jimmy Kimborn.
That's Jimmy Kimmel, Rodney. He's going to be there, late-night TV host, and completely unrelated to that, Santa Carl stops by to talk to the kids, coming up next half hour as well. It's one of the things we most look forward to every year. Right now, though, we're doing our countdown of the 10 best. Oh, do I need the echo?
Okay, tell me when.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Right now, it's time for the 10 best callers of the year. We're about halfway through right now. Did the first five. They were great, by the way. Our listeners brought it in 2016.
Here's the thing. Be angry or be funny, but just don't be dull. So I love all of these people.
Yeah.
All of these people so far are great.
Yeah.
This woman is very upset and thinks that Ralph, who runs Hollywood, should fix something for her.
Hey. I have a really important announcement.
Oh.
Okay, I'm very concerned, and this is for Ralph Garman. First of all, Ralph loves. But my problem is this. No one is talking about Twilight. No one is talking about Edward and Bella. No one is talking about the next book that was going to come out, which would have been Midnight Sun, but some a-hole released some of the draft online. Now, whoa. Ralph Garman, since you're involved with Comic-Con, make this happen.
Okay.
Make this happen. Not only that, but where is Robert Pattinson and the core with this? I want them back together. I don't care. Make it happen.
What's...
make it happen.
Renee, you're obviously a teenager and you love Twilight.
Oh, no, girlfriend. No, I'm going to be 47. I'm hot. I got an ample bosom, and that's my problem, finding a t-shirt. Okay? I quote them when I get mad at my husband and he pisses me off.
Yeah, your husband, right.
Yes. Twilight forever. Poor Viva. Bye.
Twilight forever. Okay.
What about Robert and that whore?
Well, I want to know. I am working hard on it. I am.
Have you since then?
I've been working tirelessly. I've got a team, and we're
how's that coming?
We're trying to bring back Twilight into the spotlight.
How is that her one thing that she needed
that
to
was
address?
Her, by the way, announcement.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you imagine everyone, she gets up and starts scanning the internet. What? Yahoo? Nothing. MSN? Nothing. She's looking for all the Twilight news. She's so frustrated.
Can you imagine if she actually had a husband, what that would be like?
Oh,
that would suck. This guy, I give all the points for delivery. This guy is fantastic. We were talking about Adele, and when she was in town, she was tweeting about a burrito that she had. Mm-hmm. And this guy brought it. How do we shut down the scalpers?
Hey, not about the scalpers. I got some information regarding the burrito.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Do you know where Adele got the burrito that she tweeted about yesterday?
Yeah. It was Adele taco burrito with sour cream. Hello?
Oh.
It was Adele taco burrito.
My God.
Hello? Anybody?
It was Adele Allie? Taco burrito.
I love you, Marty.
Anybody? I love you so
You're
much,
You're the best.
Marty.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. How great was he?
He's the best.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Naming us, Allie. What about you?
Hello.
You like that, right?
Hello? Yeah. he was pretty magical.
All right, we were talking about karma at one point because I think it involved me losing my wallet.
Is that 1-877 karma for kids? We're talking about that?
Oh.
But I'm not positive that this guy understands how karma works.
Yes, I found a wallet outside a liquor store that I go to all the time, and it had some cash in it. I didn't bother to look at the ID. I just took the cash, threw away the wallet, and then just bought some pot and had a good time that day.
So Allie brought up, well, what about the karma of that situation? Did that ever come and haunt you?
You got to look at it the other way, too. I mean, you guys talk about bad karma, but how do you know that wasn't good karma?
How do we know that wasn't good? Oh, you mean like that was paying you back for something that happened earlier?
Well, not necessarily paying me back, but I mean, if it's there, then
it must have been there for a reason. So
no,
it was there because somebody lost how karma it. Works.
It was because somebody lost it, Johnny. Why didn't you make some effort?
He was being paid good karma.
It had to be there for a reason.
What was good karma?
Well, come on, you guys. What's wrong with good karma? Johnny makes a good point.
These are the best calls of 2016.
What are the odds that Johnny's ever done anything in his life that he needs to get paid back for by karma? Because all the good works that he does.
Pretty low. Odds are pretty low.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Here's a woman that surprised me by her treatment of her boss.
My manager kept having me open for him and do overtime, and he wouldn't pay me. So I came back in the evening, walked in, threw my pumps against the wall, grabbed him, shoved his face into the big federal poster that explains overtime and how to calculate it, and I took his nose like I was highlighting and made him go across the part that said, this is how you calculate overtime. And I smacked him, and I said, I'll deny it. If you tell anyone that I hit you, I'm going to tell all our coworkers you got beat up by a girl.
Wow! Tiffany, that's dark.
You rubbed his nose in
that's
it, literally.
That's a dog.
Did you smack him with a paper?
Yes.
No, I smacked his head into the wall. Listen, you don't mess with my family. You don't mess with my friends that I consider family. And you sure as hell never touched my money.
Right.
You hit any of those three.
Okay, don't yell at us, Tiffany. We're on your side, okay? We're not messing with you.
So
promise.
What happened?
Tiffany, we love you. We're on Team Tiffany.
What happened?
He quit. And I got promoted.
Oh, wow. My.
So the message here is that violence does pay.
Correct. Wow. How about that?
Wow.
How do you pick a number one out of all these calls?
Were we threatened, by the way, if we did not put her in the top 10 list of the year? Was she coming after
Pretty
us?
Much. Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. And finally, we have Frank.
Oh.
And
oh,
I love Frank so much as
so
well.
Much.
Frank.
Now, who is Frank? Which one is Frank?
Oh, I'll play him for you. It's a miracle you're alive.
Yeah, I had a gun put out on me, and they put it to my forehead. They pulled the trigger, and the bullet fell out. It misfired.
Was this a gang
no,
thing?
I had a girlfriend and two best friends that lived on the block, and there was a new gang that was trying to make a name for themselves, and they told me not to come on the block. When you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it anyway. So they pulled the gun on me and told me, what am I doing on the block? I said, you know, whatever, and then they pulled the trigger. It misfired, and I didn't stick around for them to pull the trigger again. I was gone, yeah.
All right, I feel like that's not your only brush with death. Am I right, Frank?
No, I went off a cliff in Mexico. When I went off a cliff in Mexico with my cousin 21 years ago almost, and when they brought me up, they said I should be dead, more or less walking and talking. My cousin died, though. R.I.P., Carlos.
R.I.P., Carlos.
It's just a throwaway. My cousin died, though. R.I.P., Carlos.
Yeah, it's like a hashtag.
R.I.P., Carlos.
It's a pretty good batch, you guys. Pretty good batch.
Those are your best callers of 2016. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
This is Frankie McDowell, my old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Heavy rain is headed towards Los Angeles, California on Thursday, December 15th, 2016.
Frank.
It's going to bring up to anywhere to 20 to 30 millimeters rain in Los Angeles, California, and the surrounding areas as well, especially on Thursday evening and the Friday, December 16th, 2016, during morning hours in Los Angeles, California, and the surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain that could cause roads to be wet. It's going to cause a lot of puddles in the streets in Los Angeles, California, and surrounding areas as well,
puddles
including Anaheim, California, Corona, California, Orange County, California, San Diego, California, including Long Beach, California.
It's going to bring
a lot of rain in Los Angeles, California, and the surrounding areas on Thursday, December 15th, 2016, it's going to bring a lot of rain. That's going to cost.
Okay, we got you. Thank you, Frankie.
So the might get wet.
Streets are going to be wet, and there may be puddles. That's good advice from Frankie. I appreciate Frankie McDonald very much looking out for us.
And you know, I have this to say.
R.I.P. Carlos.
Right.
R.I.P. Carlos, indeed. All right, 7:55. It's Wednesday morning. Rob is here with yet another look at the show Biz Beat. What's going on?
Hey, listen, before we get into the busy holiday season, I want to remind folks, if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, Kevin Smith and I are doing a special Hollywood Babylon show at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
We're going to celebrate New Year's Eve with two shows at 8 o'clock. We're doing a show we did a while ago. We're bringing it back. It's called Babylon Comic-Con Theater, where we take a comic book that Kevin has written. In this case, we're taking two issues of a comic book he's written, a Batman comic called Widening Gyre. And we perform it live on stage.
All right.
I have a lot of celebrities stop by and play the roles in the comic book.
So
That sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's a very fun show, and people really dig it. So we're bringing it back for the 8 o'clock show on New Year's Eve. And then the 10 o'clock show will be a regular Hollywood Babylon show where we will count down the final minutes of 2016 and usher in, hopefully, a new, better year, 2017.
Being so, what Ralph's talking about is some people on New Year's Eve go out.
Yes.
Leave the house and have fun.
Why?
Yeah, we don't watch Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, I mean, I tape it and watch it the next morning when I get
right.
up.
Right, well, you can't stay up that late. No, God forbid.
Obviously.
That'd be ridiculous.
So if you want to be not like Bean, come on out on New Year's Eve. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for the show, but we're going to have a good time. Speaking of good times, the SAG Awards is my favorite award show of the year.
Why?
Every time.
Because you love actors.
Because I love actors. And that's really, that's who you want to see in an award show anyway, right? You're the guys who are always bitching about, I don't care about sound design. First of all, how do you even sew sound into a garment and then have somebody wear it? This is so dumb, stupid, absurd. You guys are always bitching about the awards.
You're right.
The SAG Awards is all actors, all good things. It's voted on by actors, so people know what they're talking about when they make these choices. And they serve liquor. So the people get up there, the acceptance speeches get pretty interesting about halfway in. They start to get better. So the nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards were just announced this morning. The show will air live on January 29th on TNT and TBS. Here are your major nominations for the SAG Awards. For movies, outstanding performance by a male actor in a lead role. Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. No surprise there. Andrew Garfield for his work in Hacksaw Ridge. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm hearing great things
about it. I haven't either,
same. Ryan Gosling for La La Land. Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic.
Oh, he was so good in that.
Did you see it?
I did.
Yeah, he came in to talk about it.
He saw it because he had to see it.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, that's how it works.
We got an advance screener on that one. It was a very good movie.
Denzel Washington for Fences. A female actor in a leading role, Amy Adams for Arrival, Emily Blunt for Girl on the Train, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, and Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins.
Come on now.
I know, right?
Come on.
Outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Captain Fantastic, Fences, Hidden Figures, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. All those
I do like an award show about movies that I, for the most part, have not seen.
Well, that's the good thing about the SAG Awards is that they really go out of their way to seek out sometimes the smaller independent films and award those people for their performances because, like you mentioned, a lot of people haven't had a chance to see them. So that's pretty cool. And television, outstanding performance by a male actor in a drama series, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, John Lithgow, The Crown.
Oh, wow.
He plays
Churchill?
Churchill in that, right?
Yes, he's amazing in it. Yeah, he's really great.
Rami Malek for Mr. Robot and Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. Best female lead actor in a drama series, Millie Bobby Brown for Stranger Things.
11?
Yeah.
Wow.
Claire Foy for the Crown. Thandie Newton for Westworld. Winona Ryder for Stranger Things and Robin Wright for House of Cards. Best ensemble in a drama series, The Crown, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, and Westworld. In the comedy department, male actor, lead, Anthony Anderson for Blackish. That Blackish show is outstanding, by the way. I don't know if you're watching or not, but it's very funny. Titus Burgess for The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
Ty Burrell for Modern Family. He wins almost every year, by the way, at the SAGs. And deservedly so. Yeah. He's brilliantly funny.
Because other actors look at that and go, wow, he's one of a kind.
It is. It's unbelievable how much he brings to that role and how believable he is in a role of a guy who's a complete and total buffoon all the time, and yet you absolutely think he could be a real person.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. William H. Macy for Shameless and Jeffrey Tambor for Transparent. Just give it to him now. Female actor in a comedy series, Uzo Adaba for Orange is the New Black. Jane Fonda for Grace and Frankie, Ellie Kemper for Kimmy Schmidt, Julie Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, and Lily Tomlin for Grace and Frankie. And then Best Ensemble in a comedy series, Big Bang Theory.
Of course.
Blackish, Modern Family, Orange is the New Black, not a comedy, and Veep. Veep. Veep.
Veep.
Veep don't
always
win.
Veep.
Right?
I'm always burning some SAG down.
Yeah, no one would blame you.
Where do you find some SAG?
Over there in Wilshire.
Okay.
Literally?
That's the headquarters. Yeah.
That's where they are.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Vanessa Hudgens is 28 years old today. Singer Tori Kelly turns 24. Jackson Rathbone turns 32 years old. In case you were desperately curious, like Bean and I were, no relation to Basil.
No one cared.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Tony?
And Pierce the Veil drummer Mike Fuentes. Pierce the Veil, right? Peace. Yeah.
I actually like that song.
Me too, Rodney. Yeah, Rodney. Beyond good. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Not yet, Jimmy.
Not yet. Sorry. Give me that theme song we love so much, if you would, please. Stop. Not that one either.
Seriously. Is this our first day on the job?
Well, in fairness, yes, there aren't too many
people.
Who have two theme songs, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
He
very
is
much.
The host of Jimmy Kimmel Live Late Nights on ABC, now in its 14th season, and the host of the upcoming 89th Annual Academy Awards in February, also on ABC. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Jimmy Kimmel joins us.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here. I got lost again. How many times have I been here to this radio station?
25?
Yeah, probably at least. And once again, I got lost on
really?
The way here. And it is literally. I drive down one street, Crescent Heights, and then I make one right on Venice.
Yeah. You've always been able to get lost anywhere, anytime.
It's one of my great abilities. I'm like, whatever Waze is, I am the opposite of Waze. And now I'm so reliant on it that I use it to get out of the driveway and into my car.
Walked five steps and then sit in car.
Jimmy, forgive me if this is a dumb question, but honestly, you're Jimmy Kimmel. Why don't you just have a driver to go everywhere? Why can't you just hop in the back of a limo and let them take you where they take you?
Well, Bean, some people like to feel the dirt of the people. On them. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean
How
that
much
literally.
How dirt of the people did you get on you today?
A lot of dirt on the people. Yeah, I washed it all off in the shower this morning.
I just feel like if you could have a driver, you should have a driver. That's what I
just feel like. If you could go outside, you should go outside.
Boom!
Have different feelings
that's
on
a good
these
point.
Things.
James, I know we've talked in the past about how demanding your job is.
You're
only on television for an hour a day, but it's clear when you watch the show that you've pre-taped a lot of stuff and you've gone,
you've
traveled.
Yes, we work sometimes 2-3 hours to put
That's insane. I'm going to say even more than that. I'm going to say you're working at least a 12-hour day every day. You're in your 14th season.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel close to death?
Is this the opposite of a motivational speech that you're about to give me?
Is it catching up with you? Are you at a point of exhaustion that you didn't think was possible?
If you really think you're tired, then add a 2-year-old into the mix, and then realize you weren't actually tired.
Well, thank God you're not having another one.
And
right?
then take your wife pregnant again. The old-fashioned way.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yes. Yeah.
How do you get a yes from a woman? I still haven't figured that one out.
I don't ask.
Jimmy.
I just wait around like a hound.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, when there's meat on the table?
What's the secret?
That's a disturbing visual.
Yes, it is. Very much so. What's the
secret? I'll hump a leg if I have to.
To getting so much done, Jimmy. Are you just hyper-organized? Is that how you're able to do it?
The secret is I love what I do. You know, when you love what you do, when you love sitting in front of your computer reading stories about Donald Trump all day,
right.
it's easy to get up. I mean, I really feel like I don't get out of bed. I rise from bed every morning.
Wow. Yes. That is that's
and I think that's something that everybody should try
for. It's also a lie.
It is a lie, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just do it. I mean, you have an audience there at the end of the day every day, and you don't want to bomb. So you work all day, and then you try to go home and work on the next show.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
We had your cousin Sal.
Ask me if I'm having fun. Like, no, I'm not having fun. Of course I'm not having fun. None of this is fun. Think I want to talk to these people? And even if I do want to talk to them, you think I want to talk to them for 7 minutes? No.
Well, it's a good point.
And be judged by a lot of people.
And be judged. Yeah. Not just by people, but the Lord.
The Lord gave up on you a long, long time ago, Jim. All right, I have a personal question I want to ask, and I'm very sincere about this, Jimmy. We had your cousin Sal on the other day, and
yes.
we were talking Cowboys with him because this has just been a dream season for him as a Cowboys fan.
You mean a nightmare season?
We thought. Yeah. A dream
yeah.
season.
We yes. thought dream.
Yeah, and then he told us why it was rough for him because of his friendship with Tony Romo, and he talked about going on vacation with Tony Romo. And then I started thinking, that's what Jimmy has done with his celebrity, is he has reached out to the people that he grew up loving, like Howard Stern and Huey Lewis, and he's become yes. actual friends with them. To the point where you visit them at their homes and you go out to dinner and you know your heroes now. And I was just wondering, is there someone who it hasn't worked with? You've tried to get that celebrity friend that you always wanted to be friends with, but no go.
You mean he met them and it was disappointing, or he never met them?
Or he just hasn't been able to put them in his circle of friends, even though he's TV's Jimmy Kimmel like he has with so many others.
Well, I wouldn't say that's necessarily my goal. I think it's more.
But if you have the opportunity to be friends with the people you love and admire.
This is a very stalker-esque type of scenario.
It is, yeah.
But I mean, Huey Lewis is a perfect example of a guy who was your favorite singer for all those years, and now you guys are tight. You know,
I'm just but it's not like I'm on Tinder trying to get these people to let me in their house. You know,
no, but you're in front of Huey Lewis's house with a boombox on your shoulder, right?
That's how you got that one going. But who have you failed to become friends with that you thought you might?
Oh, no one at all. I mean, except for every woman I tried to date in my whole life. But other than that, nobody.
Yeah. So there's no celebrity out there that you want to be friends with that you haven't been able to.
Men cannot resist my powers. Let's be honest. I mean, if I am interested in you being my friend, you line up to be my friend.
All right. That's fair enough.
And that's that.
It doesn't matter how long the line is.
It doesn't matter. You guys know how much fun I am.
When you got the call that the Oscars thing was happening, you couldn't have been surprised. Obviously, it seems like the last 10 years.
No, I absolutely was surprised.
You really? Were. Even after all the other hosting you've done with the Emmys?
Or maybe because of
ESPYs
that.
And everything else?
Well, I just looked at the timeline.
The Oscars take themselves very seriously.
And I figured they had something going already because we were, like, by the time they asked me to host the Oscars on our show, we had already last year shot our Oscar bit with Chris Rock. He'd been in so long that he's already doing promotional stuff for it. So this is like, I don't know, we're way behind now, and I figured, they have some big thing that they're going to announce. And I also, I just kind of, I was like, all right, well, if they haven't asked me by now, they're not going to ask me. Mm-hmm. So apparently, all I can assume, although everyone denies this, is that they asked like 14 people and they all said no. And then there was me. And then
they were like, Kimmel? who's calling?
And then I said, I guess I'll do it. Now, and I'm going to do it.
Is that stressful?
Of course it is, yes.
When do you start working on it?
We've already started. In fact, you know my agent, James Baby Doll Dixon?
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
So Baby Doll, for some reason, comes out to help, I guess. I don't know. He lives in New York. He comes out. He stays in my house. And we have our first meeting with the Oscars producers. And in this meeting, we're going to watch old Oscar shows throughout the years and kind of figure out what worked well, what didn't work as well, just kind of get a sense of what has been done. So we settle in. We're at my house. We're gathered around the TV, and we finally get the AV system working. And I'd say about 40 minutes in, there's the sound of loud snoring as Baby Doll has passed out
really?
On the couch, is snoring.
Between you and the Oscars people?
Yes, and the Oscars producers are looking over. And then I decided I would take a video of him and pour a lot of cold water onto his face. And then he started cursing at me. And then I know they looked around and said, well, maybe this one. Maybe we should.
Right. I'm surprised they didn't go, we're going to back out now.
What is Billy Crystal's cell number still? 323? Because
what happens to your very, very popular, after the Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel Live show now?
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm asking you guys to host this show.
Oh, right.
I think
yeah.
it's time that America opened their arms. We'll figure something out. There will be something.
There will be
something.
Yeah.
What's that job pay, hosting the Oscars, Jimmy?
You want to know what it really pays?
I imagine you get a ton of dough for that.
It pays $15,000.
No.
Yeah.
You lie.
No, I'm not lying.
Is that
a joke? I would have guessed $500,000.
Is that a joke?
Is that a joke?
Really?
Are you kidding me? The only thing I can think is they feel like they're doing you a favor by letting you host it.
Yes, yes. That's what they mentioned, yeah.
So why?
That's how they put it.
Why don't they just pay you nothing?
I mean, really?
You know why? I think it's illegal to pay nothing.
They have to pay you at least minimum wage for the hours you put into preparing, I guess. Are you kidding me? I thought that was a huge payday.
I know
payday.
We sound like jerks, like complaining about the fact that you only get paid $15,000 for what amounts to being one night on television. But
when you look at the astronomical numbers that people make in the entertainment industry, you just assume that you've now stepped into that rarefied air.
I'm also going to say that I'm not sure I was supposed to reveal this.
Okay, all right. We'll edit it out. Don't worry.
Nobody told me not to reveal
all right,
it.
So there you go. Okay.
I consider this their fault.
Well, that's a little bit of a scoop. Now, do you think that's what Chris Rock got and Billy Crystal and the other hosts?
That's what
too?
They told me, yeah.
They're lowballing Jim.
Well, that's what I wondered. I wondered because he's the backup host.
Yeah, I wonder if you get a raise if you do it more than once. Like, we're going to give you a 3% raise.
We can get Jimmy. No, cost 15 grand, though. All right.
Well, look, I know that we'll be talking to you again before the Oscars. So let's take care of some business here. Can you check out in the hall, Jim, and see if the next guest is here?
Hold on. Let me just take a look. Yes, he's out there. He is out there. Yeah,
bring him in.
Great news.
Bring him in.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look at this, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Santa Carl.
Well, what the hell going on here? Look at this. You know what? Santa Carl looked forward to this day all year long with Tammy May here.
It's Allie Candy.
And Vic. It's like being home for the holiday.
Well, we're grateful that you stopped by Santa Carl.
Santa Carl loved being here.
I know you
talk to all the boys and all the girls, too.
All right. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines right now here on KROQ at 1-800.
Open them up.
520-1067. What age group are we looking for the kids this year, Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, looking for a kid that could speak into phone.
Okay.
That's important because don't go putting no 18, no fetus on phone.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, young enough that they don't trick or treat no more. That's right. So Santa Claus looking for about 5, 6, 7 year old.
Sick? Okay.
What?
You want sick kids?
Yeah, sick kid too. And Santa Claus get very terror-eyed when he think about sick kid at the holiday time.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. You've got a kid in that age range who can talk on the phone to Santa Claus. He'll try to talk to him.
And tell Santa Claus what you want for Christmas.
There you go. All right, quick break. Santa Claus talks to the kids right after this on KROQ.
I feel like now it's our turn.
Yeah, go ahead and hit whatever button you need to, Kevin, to get this thing on the road.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus for the boys and girls. He's got a sleigh full of toys and goodies and a bag of squirrels. He don't care who the children are, he loves them all the same. So be glad and don't be sad when Santa screws up your name. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
It is, in fact,
ho, 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 Santa Claus, love that song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is the most wonderful time of the year here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our old friend, Santa Claus, for we did the math, it's 18 years in a row you've been talking to the kids here
on
the Kevin
and Bean
Show.
What the hell? That's too many years.
It's a lot of years, Santa Claus.
Too many.
A lot of years.
Keep on doing this same old damn thing.
All right, well, let's...
And it don't even make no sense. That's a hell of a thing right there.
Doesn't at all.
That's the best part.
Let's meet the youngsters, and I'm going to urge you again to remember that they're very young. They're 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, Santa Claus, so please be careful.
Santa Claus, always careful, and Santa Claus always say safety first.
Okay,
that's right.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
That's what Santa Claus do always say, safety first.
Okay.
That's right.
I want you to meet...
shooting gun, and that's a fun thing for a kid to do, little kid shooting gun.
That's what I mean. That's bad advice.
Squirrel right out of tree there, and Santa Claus been eating so much squirrel this here year. What with climate change, that squirrels are so plump and it's so good right now. Santa Claus will make a squirrel smoothie every morning. Right there in the Vitamix, and that's so good. Take it all right down. The bones
just sound good.
The bones liquefy.
Okay. All right. Let's move on, Santa. I want to introduce you a little Gemma. She is 5 years old. Little Gemma is 5. She's calling you from Pasadena today, and she's very excited to get Santa Claus on the phone.
Wow. Hello there, little Jemmy. How you doing right now? Hello? Okay. Tell Santa Claus, have you been nice or you have been not nice this year, and a.k.a. naughty this Christmas time?
Nice.
Oh, that's good, because that's what Santa likes, nice kid. Santa don't like them spoiled kids complaining, yelling, give me my iPad, let me look at your iPhone, let me see this, let me see that.
Right.
Santa Claus like good kids.
You're still on the phone with Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, Santa Claus will come down your chimney and bring you whatever the hell you want. Well, what do you want? What?
What do you want?
Oh, you're welcome, little girl. That's what Santa Claus like, a kid who don't very ask polite. For no toy. That's what Santa Claus going to bring you exactly what you're looking for this year. No toy. So that's good.
Well, ask Gemma again. What
Gemma,
you
what
want.
Do you who do you want for Christmas time, Gemma?
What do you want for Christmas time?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What's that, Gemma's lawyer?
I feel like we should move on.
I think we're going to have to. I'm sorry. Let's go to...
Yeah, that's right, Tammy. May I say... Santa Claus.
Allie McKay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to... how about Nathan? He is on line one. He's from Gardena. Little Nathan is 6 years old, Santa Carl.
What the hell kind of name Nathan for? Nathan, name for hot dog. That's not a name for boy.
It's a name
Hello for there, boy. Nathan. What the hell your parents do to you? They gonna have to make a big time this year for giving you that dang name, Nathan. Yeah,
it's not for me.
What, Nathan?
It's not for me.
Oh, Nathan, that's a good move with Santa Claus. Ask for a gift, not for you. Make you seem like a good kid. So what do Nathan? What the hell?
Right now?
Is somebody poking Nathan with a tack?
I hope not.
These kids.
That would be weird.
These kids got ADD. That's a problem with kids today. They can't focus because they don't know how to use phone no more because of all the text and message.
So, Nathan, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a pug that is squishy.
What?
A pug that is squishy?
Okay, Santa Claus going to get you a bug that is squishy. Maybe a big old beetle so when you step on it, it make that crunchy little sound. Like when Santa Claus put a squirrel in a blender. That's okay. A similar...
Let's not tell Nathan like that story. Like the dog.
Well, no, Santa Claus not bringing no dog, but Santa Claus will bring bugs. Fill your whole stocking with bugs. It's going to be like the apocalypse.
Thank you, Nathan.
Okay, Nathan. Keep being good.
Let's go to
apocalypse is the word you want to use.
What?
Not a little 6-year-old.
Okay, right. Well.
How about some line 8? Do you go to the Valley, Santa Claus? Will you go to Burbank this year?
Santa Claus do go Burbank. Santa Claus like to go to Best Buy because he's the only one in there. That's right. Sometimes Santa Claus go hunting at Best Buy.
I want you to meet little Jess. She is 4 years old, and she's on the phone, Santa Claus.
What the hell, Jeff? What you doing, Jeff?
Jess. It's a little girl, Jess.
What could Santa Claus bring you? Hi, Jeff. What could Santa Claus bring you for Christmas time?
A big Rebecca doll in the shopping cafe in the shopping kitchen.
A big red bucket of shopping kitchen. Well, that sounds good.
No, that's not
Santa Claus bring
Santa
a
girl.
Big red bucket, and then maybe you get out there and wash daddy car. When Santa Claus were a kid, he loved wash daddy car.
Is that right?
That's right.
With a bucket.
What? Yeah, you're going to get a bucket because you've been such a good little girl, and you can do whatever you want to poop in that bucket, you go right ahead.
No, you
That's right. Okay, Jeff. So that's good.
And it's a big Rebecca American Girl doll. It's not a bucket. It's Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
No, it's still Jess. It's still all right.
You know what? Santa Claus don't bring no sex dolls to no kids.
Okay,
Santa Claus, you say big Rebecca. Okay. Santa Claus know what Big talking about. Santa Claus watching you, Big. Santa Claus know why you at home all
Big
the time, never
man.
Coming out.
He's let's a bad do, man.
That's
let's
right,
do,
Big.
Let's do one more. Let's go to line
Big
3,
getting
please.
Getting up on that.
Los Feliz.
That dang thing. The decorator. That's what they call Big.
Santa the decorator. The last, last right. caller is going to be a young man named Ashton.
What?
It's Ashton is on the phone.
Oh, hold on, Ashcan. What's happening?
No, it's Ashton.
Ho, Ashcan. How you doing right now?
Ashton.
Have you been a little good boy or girl on Christmas time?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been good to your sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a sister?
Six.
Santa Claus said, do you have sister?
Yes.
Okay, that's good, because otherwise, Ashcan lying to Santa Claus, and that's right, no good that. At all.
Trying to trip him up?
So, Ashcan, what you want for Christmas time? Santa Claus love to bring you some good toy right down the chimney there.
Nerf gun.
What?
Nerf gun.
Oh, Nerf gun. Nerf. That's a good gift right there. Nerf gun. Santa Claus love guns. Santa Claus, when growing up with children, Santa Claus, little Santa Claus Jr., little Santa Claus the Third, little Santa Carla, Santa Claus' daughter, little Santa Carla, 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 Carla Chameleon. That's one. He got them all Nerf gun to practice shooting each other. And that's what Christmas is all about.
I don't think that's what Christmas is all about.
Getting together with family time and shooting each other.
So that's a yes then for little Ashton.
Well, that's a hell of a yes right there. That's a whole hell of a yes right there, Ashton. Santa Claus, you just keep being good, and Santa Claus going to bring you all kind of weapons.
I also want...
What?
I want Nerf gun bullets.
Okay, yeah, well, of course they're going to be bullets with that Nerf gun. What the hell? What the hell kind of kid thinks Santa Claus forget bullets? Bring a kid gun without bullets? Oh, that's a hell of... That's like going to a restaurant, and all you get is plate. Okay? So Santa Claus would bring the bullets, and it'll be a whole hell of a raining down. It'll be like Fallujah.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that at all.
One Fallujah.
All right,
it's going to be like Fallujah. Yeah.
Let's, Ashton. The great news. All right, I don't know what you said, but thank you for calling.
This kid pushing it now. Santa Claus want to go out with a bang. And,
okay, exactly.
You know.
All right. Thank you, Ashton. Thank you, all the little kids who called in. Ladies and gentlemen, Santa
Merry Christmas, everybody. And Merry Christmas to Kevin and Big. It's always so fun and with all everybody. And go see the Ghostbusters with the ladies on it. That's the Santa Claus number one movie of the year.
All right. That's thank you, Santa Claus.
If you want to have a lot of fun, by the way, speaking of Hanukkah, ask Beer Mug how they decide every year when Hanukkah falls.
Yeah, because he does good work.
He is an expert on how...
They like to change it up.
Exactly. I thought, hey, you know what? Because I saw that Hanukkah starts on Christmas Eve, and I thought, well, that's a little late, but I don't fully understand how the Jewish calendar works. So I thought, I'll ask, you know, Mug.
Like, the Jews like to change things up.
He's our resident Jew. I thought he might have some idea.
They're not big on tradition at all.
He's barely Jewish, though. Especially, let's be honest.
Especially the very conservative ones. They like change.
Exactly.
They like to be surprised all the time.
All right. Well, listen, it is Wednesday, and I think you all know what that means. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Nuh-uh.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Every Wednesday.
Let's give people a holiday break. What do you say?
A holiday bonus, you mean?
A miracle by not...
A holiday boner.
By not having the wheel spin.
Didn't make sense. I don't know. Say that, Ralph, because perhaps you are unaware how many outstanding stories are on the wheel right now, all of which I have a lot of questions about and hope we can call.
One of them is the human-faced pig with a penis on his forehead.
All right,
I need it. Take that off the wheel.
The Christmas light wrecking squirrels. Right. The anxious goat that can only calm down in his duck costume.
See, this is all unnecessary.
By the way, just as a P.S., my wife says to me the other day, she says, hey, if the wheel ever lands on that one with the goat in the duck costume, I know that lady. I'll be happy to hook you up if you want to interview her.
Jesus.
So today could be the day.
Do you belong to a club of, like, just weirdo animal freaks?
No, she just randomly happens to know that person.
I'm going to try this, and I believe it's been put on the wheel just to hear me try and say it. It is Areovixia Gryffindori, the spider that looks like the sorting hat in Harry Potter.
That sounds like it'd be a good interview.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Lilu, the San Francisco airport therapy pig.
Lilu.
Oh, Lilu. Wow. So cute.
Sounds good. Sounds delicious.
And the herpes horse that canceled the Pasadena Tournament of Roses Equest Fest.
Oh, no. Gross. Wow. That horse is a baller.
If you go to Equest Fest, you're going to pick up the herp. That's for
exactly.
sure.
All right. Let's.
I'm sorry, that horse is a baller?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay. Let's play the theme. Let's spin the wheel.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
All right, this is very exciting to find out where it's gonna land. Go ahead and spin that wheel there, Kevin. Got two different pigs on the wheel. That's exciting, too.
That is exciting. It's the Christmas light wrecking squirrels.
Oh, how about that? Alex. Kelly, is this from Boston, if
it
I remember correctly?
It is indeed from Boston. It's
your town.
It's happening all over in Boston Common. All the trees draped with lights. These
right.
squirrels are climbing up the trees, getting really pissy and gnawing through the wires, cutting off the lights completely.
And is Boston Common, is that the like, downtown area where all the holiday stuff happens?
It's like the Central Park of Boston.
Gotcha,
it's where
gotcha,
all
gotcha.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful area.
And the squirrels have had it.
They've had it, apparently. What dicks?
Why do squirrels hate Christmas,
I don't
suppose?
Know.
Well, we wanted to find out if there's somebody we could talk to, and I'm not sure. I think we might have an official on the phone from Boston's Park and Recreation Department here on KROQ. Hello, who's there?
How you doing, bro?
Hi, you're with the Parks and Rec Department?
Not technically, no.
Well, who are we speaking with? This is Kevin Bean. We're on the radio on K-Rock.
This is going to come as a surprise to you, but I'm a squirrel.
Are you kidding me?
What are the chances?
What are the chances you're going to dial up Boston trying to get somebody and you talk to a squirrel?
Right. But you're the most qualified, so really, that's good news.
It is good news for you, bro.
I should not have
expected
that.
Not good news
that.
For the listeners.
What's your name?
My name's Carl.
Carl, okay. And that Tom Brady, he's a dick, right?
Hey.
Oh, don't you even say anything bad about Tom Brady. He's a freaking god, okay?
He is, okay. All right, just want to make sure you're really from Boston. All right, so what's the deal? What's this war on Christmas that you and your little squirrel friends have declared?
There's no war on Christmas, bro. It's just, listen, I live in trees, okay?
Right.
I live in trees, and then your people come along, you put your lights up. What's up with that, bro? Why are you coming to my house and messing it up?
well, we take it back down after Christmas.
But it's like a month. It's like a month that I have to deal with climbing around Christmas balls and wires and stuff.
Plus, right. It probably keeps you up at night with all the bright lights.
Yeah, I'm trying to sleep, and then I got a bulb in my eye.
Yeah.
Well, no one
right.
wants that.
Listen, I don't come to your house and put my nuts all over it, right?
I mean, I guess you don't. That's true.
Well, technically,
yes,
that's true.
Don't. Look, trust me. You'd know if my nuts were on you. Okay?
But aren't there lots of trees in Boston? Can't you just move to a tree that isn't decorated? That's most of them.
Why don't they move their lights to another tree? Why do I got to move my home?
Well, I mean, I don't think
they know it's your
America,
home.
America, it's America. Where I live, okay? Thanks, Obama. You want to move me to another place? You want to put me in some sort of squirrel ghetto?
Well, I don't think anyone was suggesting that. But
I think you were suggesting that.
Okay. Well, it's just, it's
I
not
like
the...
them apples.
It's not the holiday spirit, though.
Carl.
I don't celebrate it, okay? I'm a Jew.
Oh.
You're a Jewish squirrel?
I didn't know
that. Jews? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't know you had a religious denomination.
Look at me right here. I'm circumcised.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, look at it.
No,
we can't.
We can't.
Look at it.
We're just on the phone. Carl.
On the tree, celebrate your holiday, so I'm there trying to clear away from my home, so I'm chewing on the wires a little bit.
Right. Oh, there you go, right there. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Carl! Oh, no.
Carl?
My nuts roasting on an open fire.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for yet another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning!
What have you done with Ralph?
Just looking at the clock, that's all. Bum, 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 bum. There's that finish line, right?
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Hey.
That is what you're
what
saying.
What are you doing New Year's Eve? I'll tell you what you're doing, damn it. Whatever your plans were before, they just changed. Because now you know that Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman are going to be on stage at the Improv on Melrose on New Year's Eve.
No!
And you're like, what? I didn't know that was the thing. Now I'm going to go there. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to eat. I'm going to drink my face off. And then I'm going to count down to 2017 with a stoner and an angry drunk. What could be better? Usually you don't know if you're going to run to an angry drunk on New Year's Eve. This is a guarantee, people. The Improv on Melrose, we're doing two shows, 8 o'clock, 10 p.m.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
We'd love to have you come out and join us. You can go to improv.com if you're looking for plans for New Year's.
I just wish my brothers were alive to see this.
You know what I'm not doing? I'm not spending $150,000 on the VIP Justin Bieber package down there in Miami.
Did anyone? I remember when they offered that. People did. They ponied up for that?
I think it's sold out. I think that package is sold out.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
You get to watch Bieber by the pool at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami.
Okay.
And then you get to see, you go to see Marshmello's set.
Okay.
Via yacht. And then you get to meet him afterwards. And there's another DJ, I think, another after party to go to. And then you get all the Bloody Marys you want the next morning. So,
it doesn't sound $150,000 worth of entertainment to me.
Here's my favorite part. You get to go to the gift shop and spend up to $100,000, I think.
How do you spend that much money in a gift shop?
I don't know, but I'm thinking, why don't you just take that off my ticket price? I don't really need to go to your gift shop and load up on Fountain Blue merch.
But at least Justin Bieber seems like he'd be a really cool guy to meet.
See, this is my point, Kevin, and thanks for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll into this story. I don't know if you've seen the video on TMZ of Bieber doing a little shopping in Beverly Hills.
I have not.
He was doing a little shopping in Beverly Hills. Here's the thing about Bieber. He seems angry and surprised anytime anyone recognizes him on the street and talks to him.
Yeah. Yeah, he genuinely hates it.
Genuinely hates
and
it.
And hates them.
Then maybe you don't stroll through Beverly Hills with shopping bags in your hands.
Right.
And I'm not saying celebrities shouldn't be able to go out and shop. They should. But if they do, then they need to recognize the fact that they run the risk of being recognized, especially when you're one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
It seems like 99% of the actors and actresses and musicians have learned to deal with that.
Right. Not our boy Biebs.
No.
He won't even put on a baseball cap either, right?
Nope. He's out there just being Bieber, and then people talk to him, and he gets furious, especially when it's the paparazzi a la the media. And the TMZ cameramen were there, and they were asking questions about that hockey fight he had. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He ran into a guy, and the guy broke his stick, and he got in the guy's face, and who needs an ass-kicking more than Justin Bieber? By
right?
Me? I wish that guy just leveled him. And talking about maybe singing at Donald Trump's inauguration. I mean, and TMZ questions. You know, they're not asking,
right,
you know, really high-end stuff. But he just gets furious, and then he goes off on the guy who's asking the questions. Here's a little audio.
Justin, I just want to know, did Kanye influence the whole not talking thing? I know that was his move a couple years ago.
I'm just hanging out with my boy. Yeah. Trying to walk down the damn street.
Right, but it seems like it suddenly started and...
What?
What's
wrong with your face? Why don't you ask me?
What does it look like? Where's my face look?
It's just the way your face looks. There's something wrong with it.
Okay, is it the eyes or the nose or like...
It's nothing about your features. It's just like the insecurities in your face.
Ah.
Asking the dumb questions that you're asking.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
It's the insecurities in your face, man.
Right?
He's deep. He's got.
He really brought it.
He's got vision, man.
He leveled that
guy. Ugly on the inside is what he was saying.
But he couldn't say it in those
TMZ,
words.
TMZ cameraman went home and wept because he cares.
What Justin Bieber thinks.
What any of these people say when he's trying to make a buck, trying to get him to say something provocative on video. Yeah, he's a tremendous douchebag.
I think Bieber needs a long break from show business is what he needs.
Oh, or...
Permanent?
I thought you meant like a...
What about life?
Break like in a tibia or a...
No.
Or a fibula.
What about a break from life?
I'm just saying...
That's pretty...
He needs to step down.
Is that too far?
Yeah, a little bit.
How about step down from life?
Garmin gets me.
You guys are on the same page.
Right? Oh, let me give away something here. I forgot all about this. This is pretty cool. This movie, Passengers, looks awesome.
Yay!
Would you go so far as to say it looks dope?
Why?
Would you go so far as to say it looks dope?
Why Never. Are you doing this?
Never.
That with Chip.
Never. I would never say
I won that one.
Anything looks dope.
Wait, was the bet that you were going to try to seamlessly work in something looked dope on today's show?
Yeah, he can pull it off successfully, and I said no. Wow.
Not just that I would say
Chip
it, but that I would pull it off successfully.
Chip wins hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Passengers is a film of Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
Good effort.
Michael Sheen also stars. It's about a colony of Earthlings going to another planet, and something gets malfunctioned, and a couple of people in the sleep chambers wake up early, and they start boning.
It looks fantastic, this movie.
It does look great.
Yeah, especially the boner.
Right?
If you'd like to see it early, December 19th at Pacific Theaters at the Grove, we're having a little special K-Rock Advance screening. The movie's not in theaters till the 21st, but you'll see it early if you're one of our five callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. Call now and tell Beer Mug I sent you. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Tori Kelly's 24. Jennifer Hudgens is 28 years old today.
Vanessa.
I'm sorry. What did I say? Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. Vanessa Hudgens is 28. Jackson Rathbone, one of the actors from Twilight. See? That lady who called up said not enough people are talking about Twilight.
Boom.
And she demanded that I do something about it. Look at me. Man of action.
If you didn't hear the best calls of the year, you need to get the podcast because it's worth it. Just for that alone.
So good.
And Mike Fuentes. Oh, Mike Fuentes. Too much information. He was the guy with the 911 call,
right? That
was
Victor Fuentes, I think. Yeah, that was a different person altogether.
R.I.P. Carlos. This is the drummer for Pierce the Veil. Love that band. It's good stuff right there. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Florida, right?
Right.
Right.
We can all agree on that. Throughout the year, this year, and the past few years, we've done a feature called What's Up with Florida that I've enjoyed very much. And you know, we've asked the question many times, what is it about Florida that makes it so crazy, that makes it have such a high percentage of bizarre stories and people?
Yeah, it's not just like 25 or 30% more. It's like 5,000% more.
Yeah.
Right. And I've heard a lot of theories that there's a serious drug problem in Florida, maybe more so than other states, because a lot of the people who are involved in these news stories turn out to be on drugs or drunk. There are a lot of old people. One theory that maybe makes sense is that public records are more readily accessible in Florida than they are in most states, so that we have access to more of those kinds of stories that maybe might be happening in California, but we don't know about it.
Huh.
But for whatever the reason, America's Penis continues to amaze and amuse year after year. And BuzzFeed put together a list of headlines of things that actually happened in Florida in 2016.
Oh, I love it.
So these are all things that happened this calendar year. This isn't the greatest hits of the last 200 years of Florida. This is from last January 1st until today. These are all things that happened in Florida. And we don't even have to talk about the stories. We just have to look at the headlines to give you an overview of how great this year has been.
There are a lot of people that have been saying 2016 really sucked as a year. Florida begs to differ.
Oh, yeah.
They bring it.
Yeah, Florida was on all cylinders.
Right?
All right, so I'll just go through these headlines, and you guys, if you need to stop and comment, please feel free to.
All right.
Number one, man wakes up from 48-day coma, asks for Taco Bell. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Sure.
Number two, Florida man arrested after using wanted poster as his Facebook photo. Number three, crews rescue Florida woman stuck in giant tree. Number four, Florida woman fighting to keep motorcycle riding alligator as a house pet.
Who wouldn't?
Wow.
So many of these stories involve alligators, too, by the way. You're not going to believe how many are. Number five, a report. Jupiter man arrested for tossing gator into Wendy's drive-thru. You guys remember that?
I do.
Number six, naked Florida man breaks into home, bites resident, dies. Number seven, Florida man poops and pees in cop car after warning deputy he was speeding home to go to the bathroom. Well, that's that's on the cop, right?
That's on him. He got a warning.
Number eight, Florida man changes name to Bruce Jenner to preserve the name's heterosexual roots. We talked about him as well. Number nine, police tase arrest Pokemon Go player after he refuses to leave the park. Number 10, Florida man installs giant penis mailbox. Number 11, fight over fart leads to blows at Sloppy Joe's.
Wow.
I think we missed that one.
You had me at fight over farts.
That one was from June 12th. I may have to look that one up. I don't remember that one. Let me see. Number 12, St. Petersburg man catches 400-pound fish with wrench. Number 13, Florida State student vapes semen.
Oh, that's... No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Florida student does not get pregnant. I'll tell you that right now.
Number 14, Florida woman throws squid at boyfriend outside bagel shop. Number 15, man shot after argument over where the better strip clubs are turns violent.
Wow. Shot.
You tell me when we've had enough, by the way. I can go on all day.
Where are you now? 2001, 2002?
This is all 2016. These are all things that happened this year. Number 16, burglar breaks into St. Petersburg apartment, steals cash, cooks, and eats pizza. Number 17, Florida man fights gator to save baby pictures on iPhone. Well, that would actually kind of make sense. You don't lose your phone, right?
Why was the gator deleting pictures of the baby?
No, I don't. I don't think that.
Real
was
ugly.
It.
Gator's like, nope.
Yeah. No ugly baby.
Number 18, man arrested after throwing glass eye at doctor and nurse, police say. Number 19, a woman quits job so she can breastfeed her 36-year-old boyfriend full-time.
Okay, I think we're done.
Oh, I can listen to this until 10. You're looking to me to cut it off. It's not going to happen.
Number 20, turtle crashes through woman's windshield on Florida interstate.
How was he airborne?
How does that happen?
Right?
Number 21, woman who was driving while praying with her eyes closed hits house. Number 22, teacher who can't speak Spanish sues after failing to get Spanish teaching job. Does seem like maybe that ought to be required. Number 23, Florida man too busy yelling in traffic to notice huge tornado. Number 24, 99-year-old woman wakes up to find exotic animal on chest.
Number, what? I was thinking like an exotic man for some reason.
No. This was a Kinjaju, usually found in the rainforests of Central and South America.
Either way, if you're 99, you don't want that.
I don't know.
Number 25, alligators spotted eating human body in Florida, but police say it wasn't the killer. So somebody got their body thrown in a lake or something, maybe? Number 26, police say man punches fellow bus rider over yawn. Number 26. Number 27, a six-month-old girl water skis across Florida Lake. You guys remember that. You saw that video. She's 6 months old and water skiing.
What are we up to, like 2004, 2005?
This is all this year.
Oh.
No, I'm exhausted, by the way. Number 28, Orlando man arrested after police mistake what man says was donut crumbs for illegal drugs. Number 29, Key West locates owner of illegally parked Flintstones car. Number 30, man who tried to rob dollar store hides in pond, says he's just fishing. Number 31, Florida man survives lightning strike, spider, and snake bites. Number 32, alligator uses Palm Coast crosswalk like it was normal. I mean, it just...
Oh, they do good work in Florida.
I should move
there, right?
It does kind of makes you want to, doesn't it?
Not even a little.
Not you, me. I love it. I love crazy.
It's the craziest place in the world.
If I was driving down the freeway and a turtle came through my windshield, I would be so happy.
You know, Florida, I only live like 3 hours from Florida now.
Right.
Okay. And I have talked to people about beaches and things like that and resort towns. And a lot of people have said, oh, man, there are so many gorgeous places you've got to go in Florida. And they may be telling me the truth, but I just can't pull the trigger on saying, yeah, that's what I'm going to do this weekend is drive to Florida on purpose.
Man, I would do that every weekend.
I'm very concerned about what might happen to me because somehow I'll get involved in one of these. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So anyway, so happy 2016, y'all.
106.7.
I think that one's over now, actually.
It is now.
Yeah,
now that I put the cherry on the top.
Now that you killed it. Hey, that's Ralph Garman with the human beatbox himself here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat Horn on a Wednesday morning. Kevin Bean Show, what's going on?
Before I beat you, I'm going to treat you. I'm going to treat you right.
Are we putting the win in winter?
See?
You have to ruin everything.
Are we putting the win in winter?
Everybody was having a good time, and then this had to happen. We just had the man on. I guess we could have given this out while he was here. That would have seemed appropriate, since it's his show and all.
Sure, I mean...
Jimmy Kimmel Live...
Some people would choose that.
...is doing a very special Metallica Block Party concert event. When would that be? When would that be happening? Oh, that's right, tonight!
Yeah!
Here's your last chance to go see Metallica like very few people have ever seen them, unless they've played your block party at some point in your life. And if that's the case, I want to live in that neighborhood, right? Yeah, we got passes to the Jimmy Kimmel Live Metallica Block Party concert tonight. We've got 5 pairs of passes to give away, but we're not going to give them just to anybody. You got to know something about Metallica. You got to know a little something, something. And here's your trivia question. On the self-titled album Metallica, the opening intro riff from Don't Tread on Me was borrowed from a legendary, iconic musical. I'm going to play it for you, and then you need to tell me what Broadway musical / Hollywood musical this riff was taken from. I'm not even asking
this. This may be a question that we'll never know the answer to.
It may be. But I'm not even going to ask you to name the song. I'm just going to say, what musical did that come from?
Okay.
And if you got the answer, and you can call in at 1-800-520-1067, you're one of the first five people through, you get tickets to see Metallica. Call now. We'll get right back to you.
We're not going
to
get right back to him.
It looks like we're not the only ones that rejected outright the celebration of Taylor Swift's birthday.
Excellent.
There are people better than us who did the same.
Taylor Swift's birthday yesterday should be a national holiday, by the way, so we can all hail the queen.
This is why we don't bring it up.
Right.
We would totally bring up her birthday if it wasn't for Bean.
We would mention it with the appropriate amount of attention that it deserves, which is a passing mention. But Bean won't let us do that. He won't let us have nice things. Yesterday, this is awesome. John Mayer, who has a little history with Tadov Switler, tweeted the following. Tuesday, December 13th, may be the lamest day of the year, conceptually. Come on!
He's such a dick.
He's the best! He is the best.
That is awesome.
Because it was the day that the succubus was hatched.
She wrote a whole song about how awful he is called
she did.
Dear John, and then he wrote a whole song back about how awful she is.
Well, who drew first blood?
So they have not patched it up. Well, I mean, I guess it depends. I don't know what happened in the relationship, but
it was all her fault.
They did not part well. I know that.
Yeah, but who first wrote a song all about him and then let everyone know that it was about him?
Well, the song was called Dear John, so it wasn't exactly hidden, but it was Taylor kind of threw the first volley,
She's the worst.
Worst.
So it was great, and everyone loved it, and then he had to delete it. But, of course, nothing ever gets deleted on the internet, so it's been passed around all day long, and we've all been enjoying it. And, John, we're with you, buddy. So, enjoy.
So, there's no part of you that goes, he's a grown-ass man. He should not be putting stuff like that up, making fun of an ex-girlfriend's birthday.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Not when it's her.
In this case.
Right, in this case, we're let immaturity reign. We're saying.
All right.
Immaturity reign. One of my favorite songs. The SAG Awards. SAG Awards. SAG Awards. The nominations were announced this morning.
For what?
The SAG Awards. Oh. These are the awards that other actors give to actors whose work they appreciate and think should be honored. And a great batch this year, by the way. Really some excellent, outstanding performances from a lot of people. One of the person who really celebrated today was Sterling K. Brown. Are you familiar with the name?
Yes. Oh, yes. Love
him. The best ever in everything he does.
He is on This Is Us.
Randall.
He plays the little black kid who was adopted, all grown up, right?
Randall, yeah. He sure does. He's amazing.
And also...
Randall.
And also he was in The People vs. O.J.
Darden.
American Crime Story. He was nominated for both.
He should have been.
He was great. A guy who's really sort of before the O.J. movie, people maybe recognized it, but he wasn't certainly a household name. Now his career is blown up. And as you can imagine, it was quite an emotional moment for him to have been nominated twice in the SAG Awards. He went online and posted a video of his appreciation. And I got to tell you something, usually I'm not much for people crying over awards, but this was pretty touching. Here he is with his thanks to SAG-AFTRA once he got the news this morning.
Thank you, SAG-AFTRA, for recognizing my work twice in categories that aren't supporting and lead, but just actors. And I love what I do so much. And to be recognized by my peers in this way is very difficult for me to process right now, but also very, very humbling and very, very cool. I love you actors. I love spending time with you and getting to know you, and I thank you for recognizing me.
Don't you dare, Kevin. God damn it.
Come on.
God
Kevin.
Damn it.
Have a heart.
My God.
Have a moment of human compassion.
He was a pussy.
Oh, my God.
He's a good man. who was deeply moved by an important moment in his life and shared it.
Can't I like his moment and this moment?
No.
Oh.
No.
I feel like I should be able to like both.
Don't be such a pussy.
You're the worst person.
Cartman, shut up.
Great movie news. Ben Mendelsohn, who, by the way, is amazing in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. He plays the big bad in this film.
Do you agree, Allie? Did you find him as enjoyable as Ralph did when he saw the movie?
Go F yourself.
Oh, snap!
It's on.
He is a great villain in this piece. We'll talk more about this movie on Friday. But good news, he has just been tapped to play another classic bad guy. He's playing the Sheriff of Nottingham in the upcoming Robin Hood Origins film as well.
I'd like to see oranges.
Robin Hood Oranges would not be a great story. It's like Robin Hood stealing oranges from the rich and giving oranges to the poor.
Orange? I could have got it off
Robin,
the tree.
All we eat now is oranges. You keep bringing us bags and bags of oranges. How about stealing some gold or some pheasant once in a while? We're starving. Although nobody has a scurvy anymore, he said in an aside. Yes, Sheriff Nottingham in Robin Hood Origins. Taron Egerton will play young Robin Hood. Eve Hewson, who's Bono's daughter, of course, will play Maid Marian. Jamie Dornan as Will Scarlet. And just to completely pull you out of the movie, Jamie Foxx will play Little John. So it'll be that'll be distracting. But Ben Mendelsohn is Sheriff Nottingham. Great, great choice. That's awesome. Let's take a look and see if anyone won these tickets to go see Metallica tonight. What do you say? I think we have, who is up first? Richard and Covina, I believe, had the answer correctly. Richard?
Yes.
We are asking on Don't Tread on Me off of Metallica. Where was that intro riff taken from?
West Side Story.
West Side Story, indeed. That's right, from the song America, from that musical.
Great.
Congratulations, you're going to go see Metallica tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on, we'll give you all the details. Also, congratulations to John and Bill and Ken and Jennifer. They're all going to go see the Metallica block party tonight.
Stop test impersonating me. All that I see. Absolutely all that I cannot live. I cannot die.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jackson Rathbone. That's a cool name, man. If I had a name like Jackson Rathbone, I'd rule the world.
We doubt that.
Oh, come on. I am Jackson Rathbone. People would just drop to their knees and genuflect in front of me.
What?
in submission, Allie.
Yeah.
Stop it.
What?
Jackson Rathbone sounds like someone out of Game of Thrones, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah. He's 32 years old today. Actor from Twilight. Vanessa Hudgens celebrates her 28th birthday. Singer Tori Kelly is 24. And Mike Fuentes, drummer for a band called Pierce the Veil. Oh, come on. That's not Pierce. That's not Pierce the Veil.
What?
That's not.
I can't hear you. I'm listening to Pierce the Veil.
I'm telling you it's not Pierce the Veil.
I'm listening to the song.
Oh, my goodness. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right?
I wish Yoko was singing along with this. That would make it perfect.
It's beautiful. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock.